For Moberly Spartan football, from the opening kickoff to the final whistle, we've got the exciting play-by-play on AM 1230 Quicks and online at centralmoinfo.com.
Touchdown, Spartans!
We begin with our pregame coverage, including interviews with the coaches. Let's send it to the booth for Moberly Spartan football on Quicks.
It is a pair of reigning conference champions meeting in the season opener for the third consecutive year. Welcome to Heckert Field in Sedalia, where Smith Cotton hosts the Moberly Spartans for the second consecutive year, the third straight matchup between the two clubs and a pair of teams who went undefeated in conference play last season. I'm Eric Dwick alongside Cameron Thomas for the 2018 season opener with the Moberly Spartans back at it. Cameron, it is a team in Moberly that rattled off 10 consecutive wins last year after back-to-back losses to open the season, resulted in a quarterfinal appearance. Now the Spartans again at Sedalia Smith Cotton and with a lot of talent returning from that quarterfinal team.
Well, yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting to see what's going on this year for Moberly. And you know, they're going to have a test this year with Smith Cotton. You've got a lot of fans out here anticipating the first matchup of the season. And, you know, they're going to rely a lot on the running game. But then, you know, they're going to have to rely on Dominic Stone King a little bit to start off the offense under center as well. So it's going to be an interesting matchup between two teams that normally don't get a chance to see each other in conference play because they're not in the same conference.
That right there, the key phrase from Cameron, Dominic Stone King. This is the first time you're hearing it. Will be the quarterback for the Moberly Spartans to open the 2018 season. We withheld that in our preview story per Coach McDowell's wishes, but that has been official now, and you'll hear from Cody McDowell in just seconds about why Dominic Stone King is the man for Moberly football this season. As Hayden Hopper, though, another option at that slot. On the other side, though, Cameron, this is a Smith Cotton team that, oddly enough, without knowing too much about the team Moberly was going to have last year, 7-6 in the opener, suddenly it turned out that that Smith Cotton team Moberly lost to was actually pretty darn good and maybe a precursor of the season that was to come for Moberly, because Smith Cotton, all it did was rattle off an undefeated regular season. However, there's as much roster turnover for Sedalia Smith Cotton as you will see at the high school level.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they've got a new quarterback as well, a guy that's replacing a quarterback last year that was 65% in all his passing attempts. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what these offenses come out with and you know, how much pride they have wearing a little bit of a chip on their shoulders. They've got something to show here in the first matchup of the year.
And one thing that is obvious from talking to both head coaches, success can breed success. So the new guys who are first-year starters certainly have some motivation to live up to. Up next, let's hear from Charlie McPhail, second-year head coach for Sedalia Smith Cotton, and then you'll hear from Moberly's own Cody McDowell. Again, you'll hear his answer as to why Dominic Stone King will be the man out of the shotgun for the Spartans in the 2018 season. You're listening to Quicks.
Hi, this is Tim Jeffrey, CPA. Bill Cruzy and I are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans. Bill and I encourage you to get out and support these fine young athletes. When in need of tax, bookkeeping, payroll, or accounting services, please contact Bill or Tim at 263-9266 or my office located at 549 West Coates in Moberly. CPAs are the only licensed accountants in Missouri. Let the team at Tim Jeffrey CPA LLC go to work for you. Support all our area students, athletes, and their teams and schools. Go Spartans!
Here on Quicks, we're joined by Sedalia Smith Cotton head football coach Charlie McPhail ahead of his second season at the helm. How's your preseason gone this year?
It's going good. We've been able to get after that great weather, and that's always nice. And we've been able to have some great practices. Kids have responded well to what we're doing, and I think we're on our way.
So last year you graduated a ton of pieces from that 10-win team. So how are you doing from a developmental standpoint at this stage compared to where you'd like to be?
Last year we had a lot of returning starters, and that's kind of nice. Makes you feel like a good coach because kids kind of come in and they're ready to go. This year we got to earn our money a little bit more, and we're down back to the very basic fundamentals working with these kids and getting them caught up. But we're very excited about how our kids have responded and how they're picking it up and trying new techniques and new positions. And we feel pretty comfortable with where we're at.
How much extra pep in the step has there been for some of these guys to prove themselves and want to earn playing time for a team that had the success that you did a year ago?
I think you hit it on the head there. They got a little more, pep in their step right there. They're ready to show something and show that they can do it as well as anybody else, and they're ready to put their mark on the Smith Cotton football.
We're talking to Charlie McPhail, Smith Cotton head football coach, ahead of a matchup against the Moberly Spartans on regional radio. At the early stage of the season, what would you expect to be some strengths and weaknesses for your team?
Well, I'm hoping a run game is definitely a strength. I think that's the easiest part that you put in at the start of it. And hopefully they're ready to go, and that's the basis of our offense. We've got to be able to run the ball, and that's something that we're going to concentrate on. Some of our play action stuff would be something that we got to work on, the timing and the passing part of it. We got to work on those things on the offensive side. Defensively, we're going to try to get, hopefully, again, seeing the different schemes coming at us. That's always new when you go in that first game. You practice against yourself a lot. You've done a little jamboree, but you haven't seen the whole game speed type and adjustment. So that's something we've got to be ready for and make sure that we're able to handle in a hurry.
What did you see out of Moberly in last year's season opener that you won 7-6, and any additional film that you've looked at since that one?
Well, it was a good game. I thought we went at each other. We both ran some good stuff, and it's learning. It's a learning curve for them, the same as it is us on that first game. So we looked at some of the things. They ran the ball well against us. They popped open several different holes that they were able to get big gains on, and actually I think they scored on a 60-yard run or something like that. They got some weapons in there, so we've got to get ready and make sure we reading our keys and filling our gaps like we're supposed to on that run side, and see if we can't make them go to something else except for what they want to do.
We're talking to Charlie McPhail, the Smith Cotton head coach. We've talked about some of your skill guys. How does your team look up front right now, both offensively and defensively?
Well, defensively, we got some seniors that replaced some seniors, so we feel a little bit better about that side. And our size is pretty good over there. Offensively, we got a little bit smaller than what we have been, and we got younger. We got some sophomores that will probably step in and start for us, and some juniors there. So it's we only got one senior, I believe, on the offensive side on the line. So it's a little bit of a learning curve. Those guys are catching up. We focus quite a bit of effort in that area, getting those guys ready. And the kids we got in there, we feel like they're ready to go, and they're going to represent us well.
Charlie McPhail, the Smith Cotton head football coach, we appreciate your time pregame ahead of a matchup against Moberly. Best of luck in this week one contest as well as throughout the season.
Thank you, sir. Good luck to Moberly also.
How can a little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, ruin your day? When that little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, has a close encounter with your windshield at 70 miles an hour. Oh, that's how.
Relax. Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield, take care of the insurance paperwork, and have you back on the road in no time. KB Tire and Auto, for your automotive glass needs. 263-7500.
Thank you.
Here on Quicks, we're joined by Moberly Spartans head football coach Cody McDowell, fresh off a state quarterfinal run and an NCMC championship, now ahead of a matchup against Adelia Smith Cotton. Before we get into Smith Cotton, you're fresh off the jamboree. What'd you see out of your Spartans last week?
Well, I think you always go into that week just with some questions and obviously probably more questions than answers. We've got a select group of kids we feel pretty confident in that have played a lot of snaps for us, that we know what they're capable of and what they can do. So the jamboree just kind of gave us a chance to see who else we can plug in and see if we've got some other guys ready to step up. So, again, we got some questions answered. We got some questions that are still obviously questions, and that's kind of one of those deals we'll figure it out as we go. But it's a good chance just to kind of get up there and hit somebody and see where you stand when you're not just going against your buddy or going against somebody in practice at your own place.
As we talked about with you in the kickoff interview, losing guys like Nick Jelena, Ben Hyman, who have been some guys you've been really pleased with in their emergence this preseason?
Well, most of that junior class, they've been around. Obviously, they're my first class coming in, so it's just we've got a lot of those guys, the Tyler Webbs and Nick Longs, Cameron Lowry's. A lot of these guys are names that we relied on last year as well. So a lot of our returning starters, that have kind of been through the fire are guys that have stepped up and really taken that leadership role on. You know, Chance Richards and a few of those guys, like I said, have played a lot of snaps. It's just different now because now they're the senior and this is their kind of last run. So they usually take a different approach when it's their last chance around. So lots of guys that have stepped up, probably too many to name. We've got a lot of sophomores that are kind of fitting in as nice pieces of the puzzle. So, like I said, there's a lot of kids that I think that we'll look to be excited for here when we get going.
Moberly head coach Cody McDowell with us pregame ahead of a road game at Sedalia Smith Cotton. You had two guys going for the quarterback battle to replace Nick Jelena. How'd that action play out?
Well, it's played out fine. We're Dom's going to get us started right now. He's been the most consistent throughout as we've kind of gone down the stretch here. So it's one of those deals where they both do some certain things well. It's just one's been more consistent than the other, and that's kind of he's right now the best option for our team.
You had Ben Hyman last year who could play a run and catch out of the backfield role, but you still get Landon and Chance back, and I know you're confident in Curtis Walter as well. How exciting is it to at least have those guys still around offensively who've proven for you before?
Well, it's exciting. You know, like I've said before, our biggest concern is only having one football. It's going to be pretty challenging just trying to get everybody some touches and try to maximize everybody's potential. So that's one thing. We've got three guys in Landon, Curtis, and Chance that I feel complete confidence in whatever we ask them to do. So, and they can all do about anything you ask. So it's one of those deals where it's just how we're going to use them and how they're going to perform.
Lightning delay jokes aside, how eager are you guys to get back to Smith Cotton, a place where you lost the opener and then another game before you rattled off 10 straight?
Well, it's obviously quite a road trip, but I don't mind playing on the road. Obviously, if we do play on the road that far from home, I prefer not to have a 2.5 or 3 hour delay due to lightning. So hopefully the weather's good and everything stays away and holds off, and they've got a nice facility and we get taken care of really well when we go down there. So I guess we're excited just to get going regardless whether it's home or away.
Moberly and Sedalia Smith Cotton coming up on Quicks Radio as we're talking to Cody McDowell, the Moberly Spartans fourth year head coach. They've got a lot of changes, quarterback, running back, their top receivers. What's the early scouting report on them and their new personnel?
Well, I think top to bottom, they graduated a lot of guys last year. I know defensively, I'm pretty glad that they graduated a lot of guys because a lot, five or six of those guys that graduated, we struggled with a lot last year. So they were pretty good players defensively. I know offensively, our defense played pretty well against their offense last year. So I was more concerned with their defense and glad to see some of those guys graduate. But they've got enough kids. They've got a big school and they can plug and play with about any kid that they want because they've got plenty to choose from. And I know they've got some size, so it is kind of that's kind of the unknown. It's kind of how well we're going to match up. So that's kind of the excitement behind the whole deal.
Moberly head coach Cody McDowell ahead of a matchup against Sedalia Smith Cotton. We appreciate your time. Best of luck tonight and also throughout the 2018 season. We look forward to seeing you.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Do I qualify for wound healing treatment at Samaritan Hospital's Wound Healing Center?
If you are suffering from diabetic ulcers, infections, radiation injuries, or wounds that haven't healed within 30 days, you can call the Samaritan Hospital Wound Healing Center today for an evaluation. There's no referral needed. Call 660-395-8330. That's 660-395-8330, and let them help you heal. Samaritan Hospital in Macon. Community-focused, personalized service.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Elliot Smith got never to a Cameron Thomas for the 2018 season opener, which will involve Moberly on the defensive side of the football, barring a turnover on the kickoff. So the offensive debut of Dominic Stone King will have to wait, but you'll see him in the secondary early on in this one. Cameron, though, as you heard Cody McDowell say in that pre-game interview, they just like the consistency of Dominic Stone King. But there's one thing we can say for certain. Even if he has the athleticism to match Nick Jelina, the primary responsibility for Dominic this season will be to take care of the football, because Moberly's season turned around when it started to dominate the turnover margin a year ago.
Well, absolutely, and the fact that Dominic Stone King is said to be a better runner than his backup at this moment in Hayden Hopper, it is a liability in a sense, because you got a running quarterback, you got a guy that's going to want to get up and down the field, but you got to take care of the football. And that's the most important thing in this game, and especially at the high school level, when sometimes the chances may not come as often as you may see at other levels when you drive down the field and you're looking to get opportunities.
And especially just being a sophomore in the case of Dominic Stone King. The Moberly Spartans, reigning state quarterfinalists for the second time in school history, coming off a 10-win season. Sedalia Smith-Cotton, an undefeated regular season a year ago before its district semifinal loss to Belton. Moberly left to right in its new uniforms, white, blue numbers, red trim. Some nice Adidas getup. Sedalia Smith-Cotton in its Mizzou-like yellows with black numbers and gold trim. Evan Vandal kicks it away. 2018 season is underway. As a tackle made on the near side about the 28-yard line, Smith-Cotton to open with the football right to left after Cameron Finley's 18-yard return. Like Moberly, a first-year starting quarterback for Sedalia Smith-Cotton in Brett Groupie, just 1-for-9 a season ago. He attempted passes in just a pair of games and replaces Jaden Kendrick, who completed 65% of his passes a year ago for just shy of 1,000 yards. But like Moberly, Smith-Cotton will attempt to pound the football. Brandon Neal, the name to know tonight for the Tigers, 714 rushing yards a year ago as a junior. Groupie out of the shotgun. Handoff up the middle to Neal, who barrels to the 40-yard line. Stiff arms, 45, 50, and pushed down at the 48-yard line of the Spartans. Or pardon me, that is Cameron Finley with the season-opening run for Smith-Cotton. All the way to the 48-yard line of Moberly. And we already have an early whistle. And not so good news for Moberly, as its quarterback, but also its safety, Dominic Stone King, limps to the sideline. Devin Shannon comes in his place.
And that was one thing I was going to say early is, you know, Dominic Stone King playing on the other side of the ball, he's got to stay healthy on that defensive side if he wants to have a chance to be on offense as well.
Yeah, and Nick Jelina last year, his reps defensively were somewhat sparing as the season progressed and Moberly started to take over a lot of games in the early going. Groupie looks to throw, drops it off to the far side. Catch made, 45, a dive to the 43-yard line of the Moberly Spartans. It is Cameron Finley on the reception with a gain of 5 yards.
Well, if you can't tell here early, Cameron Finley is going to be a guy they go to a lot. 18-yard return on the first kickoff, and then he gets another yard to the other side of the field. He's going to be a guy to look out for this entire ball game.
Second down and 5 from the Moberly 43. Shotgun snap. Handoff is to Neal this time, bottled up, but somehow lunges forward just a yard.
And I really like the pace of the Smith-Cotton team here early. They're really moving the ball down the field. They're getting back set early. It's really getting this Moberly defense kind of off their kilter a little bit, and they've got to regroup and be able to be collective while Smith-Cotton is trying to have this fast-paced moving offense.
So third down and 4 for Smith-Cotton. 4 minutes expired. Or a minute and a half expired, pardon me, at the 42-yard line of Moberly. Richards jumps, but now gets back onside at the right defensive end position. Handoff up the middle, but a mishandle, and Moberly rips him down back at the 46-yard line. So a 4-yard loss, and now perhaps no longer 4-down territory with Finley's loss of 4 yards on the play.
And Groupie was holding on to that ball almost like it was a play-action play. He didn't want to give it off to his running back. Maybe it could have been a read there as well, but nonetheless, it kind of was a little bit of a miscommunication right there.
Jared Heron among the initial tacklers on the play. Smith-Cotton does, however, still have on its mind to go for it, perhaps a drop-back punt. The quarterback Groupie does also punt the ball, but motion right to left. Handoff is to the near side. A stutter and a tackle made at the 45-yard line. Mobley football. Turnover on downs. Landon Graves on the stop. It is Mobley football for its first possession of the 2018 season. And fortunately for the Spartans faithful, it is Dominic Stone King out for offense. So just four returning starters for Smith Cotton on the defensive side of the football, and already a short field. Chance Richards, the first deep back of the year for Moberly. He's got another all-conference back, though, in that backfield to the right of Stone King in Landon Graves. It's Richards off the right side, plows 45, driven back at the 45-yard line, maybe a yard of forward progress. Chance Richards, though, Cameron, the real bruiser. Then you've got Landon Graves. He can catch it out of the backfield. He gives you a bit more burst as well with that 7.8 yards per carry average from a year ago.
Well, they're both seniors as well, so they've got the experience. They know how to play at this level, and it's going to help out Dominic Stone King a lot being a sophomore under center.
Second and nine for Moberly. Handoff dropped in the backfield. Fumble recovered at the 38-yard line of the Spartans. A mishandle right off the bat. And what did we talk about as Justin Osborne recovers that fumble? What did we open with, Cameron?
Dominic Stone King had to take care of the football right there, and he just didn't. It was a read play right there. He drops back, and it could have gone a lot worse in that sense. But Dominic Stone King has got to take care of the football. Excuse me.
Looked like some motion in there. Then maybe they wanted a handoff to Chance. Not even really clear where that football was ultimately headed, as we have a flag on the play. 9-12 first quarter. First down and 10 for Smith Cotton, likely heading back 5 yards here. No, it is offsides on Moberly. So scratch that. Football will head to the 34-yard line of the Spartans with 9-12 to play first quarter in a scoreless ball game.
Well, I'll tell you this. They're not afraid to throw Dominic Stone King into the fire. He's, you know, back there navigating the defense as well in the safety position. And, it's tough to try to handle both, but he's going to have to lead this team some way, somehow.
Handoff is up the middle, a couple of jukes to the right-hand side. And it is Brandon Neal finally with his first touch. It was a lot of Cameron Finley on that first drive for Smith Cotton. Second and five at the 34-yard line of Moberly. Just more than 3 minutes expired. Scoreless ball game. Brett Groupie out of the gun. Takes a low snap. Hands off to the near side. Not much running room. Just a yard gain. So third down and medium upcoming. And a player down for Smith Cotton is Drake Peterson. Grabbing at his right leg. And the trainers come out to assist. 8:30 to play, first quarter, scoreless game, third down and four upcoming from the 33-yard line of Moberly. In the early going, though, Cameron, the defense for the Spartans, which in a lot of ways was historically good last year for Moberly, looking good in the early going. This is a team that allowed just 12.8 points per game last year and 228 yards per game.
Yeah, they've kind of stopped the pace of Cameron Finley here early. He got the first big run of the ball game, getting past the 50-yard line. And, you know, here in this drive, they've been a little bit more conservative as far as Smith Cotton has been. They're handing the ball off, but Moberly's taking care of business right now on defense.
Groupie out of the gun, shotgun snap, option to the right, pitch is deflected, football's loose at the 40-yard line, pushed back to the 42-yard line, Smith Cotton appeared to have the edge on it, that is the case, but nonetheless, it is a loss of 8 yards, Chance Richards amongst the Spartans closest to that loose ball, but a big changer as far as field position, because now it is fourth down and 13 at the 43 officially, and this time, Sedalia Smith-Cotton elects to punt.
And this is a situation where they're going to look to pin Moberly deep inside the 10. They've got two returners back at about the 11-yard line.
Cameron Lowry, the near side returner, as the punt is away, and everybody, including Curtis Walters, says get away as it bounces on the yellow R in Tigers painted inside the black end zone. 7:36 to play first quarter. Scoreless game. Moberly football at the 20-yard line with the touchback.
And they right here, I think that Dominic Stone King is probably not going to have a lot of leeway. They might have a quick leash on him after already having a turnover in this game. They might hand the ball off a little bit more, having two senior running backs back there. You know, don't really put him in too many situations where he can get himself in trouble.
Curtis Walter this time, the back to the right of Dominic Stone King. His heels on the 15-yard line. Landon Groves, the deep running back. Cameron Lowry lined up far side. Stone King out of the gun. Takes the snap. Handoff up the middle. Graves, huge hole, 25, 30, extends to the 34-yard line. A 14-yard run for the Moberly senior. Graves, a returning starter, second team All-NCMC as a junior. 647 yards a season ago.
And that was a good job of him finding the gap on the left side of the line and just shooting, going north and south. No dancing in the hole. He got right up that hole and got up to about the 33-yard line.
First down and 10 for Moberly. At its 34-yard line, 7.5 to play first quarter, scoreless game. One receiver split to each side. Stone King in the backs. Look back at the sideline. Cody McDowell, head coach and offensive coordinator. Stone King takes a high snap. Hands off near side. Richards twisted down right at the line of scrimmage. Colton Zarilli, son of the defensive coordinator for Smith Cotton. Tyler Jekyll among the tacklers.
And here's a situation where, you know, these Moberly coaches are going to try to set up Dominic Stone King for the run to pass, not the other way around. He's a young guy. He's got to really get his feet wet here in his first start.
Dominic Stone King, the son of Moberly's defensive coordinator in Tony Stone King. So that's dad and boss when he's on the defensive side. Here, though, looks to attempt his first career pass. Steps up, deflected from behind, intercepted. Smith Cotton football at the 35-yard line. As Kyler Samoncic, a senior and three-year starter for Smith Cotton, with the interception created by pressure from behind.
And that's tough right there. He waited too long. He doesn't have that internal ticker, wasn't ticking too fast for Stone King. He rolled out to his right. He was waiting for the play to develop and waited just a second too long.
So a tough start to the career for Dominic Stone King with two turnovers, first two possessions. Full house backfield. Kruppi takes a low snap. Hands off to the near side. Finley, who juggles his way to the 31-yard line of Moberly. Four-yard gain. By the way, correction there on the PA. It was Tyler Jekyll, the defensive end for Smith Cotton, with that interception. Jake Thomas, far side receiver, a back in Neal to the left of the quarterback, groupie Drake Peterson, the near side receiver. Moberly jumps again. Is this Richards? It is. Richards had jumped on the first possession as well. Here the far side defensive end, a bit of an early edge. That's some of that give and take, Cameron, when you're trying to get that early jump.
Yeah, and especially the pace that Smith Cotton has made early in this game. They know they're going to move fast when they've, you know, got the opportunity to move, and that's what happens on defense. The line gets a little bit too itchy to get across a little early, and you get penalties like that one.
Middle of the first quarter, still scoreless. Shotgun snap, handoff far side. Neal sprints, lowers the shoulder to the 23-yard line. First down, just a three-yard run. Big hole off the right side. Moberly actually did a good job of closing that up despite the first down yardage.
Well, and that's a good play call right there. You got to stretch to the right side. You got options. You can bounce it to the outside if you need to, or you can run it right up that B gap, and that's exactly what Neal did. He cut to the inside and got the 3 yards that he needed. You don't have to do too much on a play call like that.
Neal, a senior, a college baseball hopeful, just like his sidekick quarterback and groupie. Head up the middle. Neal pulls defenders to the 14-yard line. An 8-yard gain for the senior Brandon Neal. Second down and 2 upcoming for Smith Cotton. Still scoreless, but the football to the 14-yard line of Moberly, all set up by the turnover, the second of the day at the hands of Moberly. Tyler Jekyll with the latest interception.
And for Smith Cotton, I'm really liking this combo of Neal and Finley right now, because Neal's kind of more the power back. He's the bruiser. He's going to carry some defenders with you. Finley's a guy that can move to the left, move to the right. He can go in the slot. We've seen him there already in this ball game. So they got a really good duo, and they're really using that run to set up the pass. They really haven't even attempted a pass so far today.
And the crew ultimately grants a first down here. And, yeah, the one pass, really a glorified run, that screen to the far side for Finley, who this time takes the handoff, bounces outside, cuts inside to the 8-yard line, where he is met by a sea of Moberly defenders. Tyler Jekyll runs in the play here for the offense of Smith Cotton. He's the backup tight end.
Gain of 5 yards on the play. Second down, Smith Cotton.
5-10 first quarter. Football on the 8-yard line, far hash. One receiver near, a couple of backs to each side of Brett Groupie, who takes the handoff. Gives to Neal, right side of flag, flies 5 to the far pylon. Touchdown, Smith Cotton. But we await word on the penalty. This one was right at the time of the snap, which would often indicate this may be on the offense, something of the formation variety. That is, in fact, the case, a legal formation. So that'll help out Moberly, as there was nobody on that far side.
Well, and it's tough when you run a set like that. You got two running backs to both sides of the QB, and you can't have too many guys in the backfield, and that's sometimes what happens when you try to mix up play calls, trying to do something a little bit different. Smith Cotton has really worked out of the gun almost all day.
They'll do that once again with the junior quarterback, Brett Groupie, a back to each side. Snap. Handoff to the near side. A lot of space for Finley. Sprints 10. Stiff arms, upended. A great tackle in the secondary for the Moberly Spartans. Tashawn Davis, the senior quarterback for Moberly, on the stop. Really good job one-on-one there. If Davis doesn't make that tackle, that might be Pater.
Well, and the corner there had to contain on the edge. He didn't let him get outside of him, because if you get outside, it's a race to the finish there.
Important to note, Sedalia Smith-Cotton does have field goal potential. As it's 3rd and 9, Smith-Cotton at the Moberly 9, 4-10 first quarter, scoreless game. Shotgun snap, Groupie. Fires over the middle. It's caught off a tip, a lunge into the end zone for 6. Cameron Finley off a tip ball scores the first touchdown of the season for Smith-Cotton.
And almost a weird play the way it develops there. You get it tipped off a defender, and then Finley's just in the right place at the right time to run it in for 6.
Caught that ball about the 3 off the tip. 4 minutes first quarter. Smith Cotton looks to make this a 7-0 game with Brett Groupie, the quarterback-kicker combo. Actually, they'll roll with his sidekick here and Brett Robertson. They trade kicking duties, and the extra point is good. 7-0, Smith Cotton, Moberly to receive next on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com with 4:01 to play, first quarter.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even Grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly, or online at akgunsammo.com.
We're back on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. Eric Dewitt, Cameron Thomas. Moberly trails 7-0, 4:01 to play first quarter. A pretty methodical drive there for Smith Cotton. But the key phrase in there, it was just a 35 yards because of the second turnover of the day for Moberly. We hit on that in the open, Cameron.
Yeah, and 2 turnovers in the first quarter for Dominic Stone King. That's going to be the goal here moving forward, is not to give up another turnover. They're still going to continue to keep a short leash on them, but you've got to give credit to the Smith Cotton offense. They seized the opportunity when they had it. Cameron Finley did a really great job of setting up the run with Neely as well, and their QB Groupie is really staying calm and collective throughout.
And they haven't asked a whole lot of them. Brett Robertson kicks it away, end over end, caught in the middle by Walter Noe, drops it late. Picks it up at the 10, stutters, hops to the far side, 12, extends to the 13-yard line. Not a turnover, but another miscue with a returner that Cody McDowell is really excited about in Curtis Walter.
Well, it's just sloppy right there from Walter. He's got to secure the ball. That's the first thing that you have to do, and that could have been way worse. He got a couple of yards after he picked it up at about the 9-yard line. That could have went all the way in the end zone because he touched it before it bounced away from him.
And there's obviously a trickle effect here because now you've got a quarterback with two turnovers who's forced to play with his heels just about 5 yards from his own goal line. 3:53 first quarter, 7-0 Smith Cotton. Moberly football, first and 10 at its 10. Shotgun snap, handoff left side for Richards. Bounces outside, churns to the 14-yard line. 4-yard run for the senior Chance Richards, who heads to the sideline. Moberly, a reigning quarterfinalist, lost the opener here a year ago by a score of 7-6. Stone King takes the shotgun snap. Fakes the handoff, runs up the middle, 20. Bounces outside, 25. Hustles 30, 35, 40. Pushed out of bounds far side at the 45-yard line. A 30-yard run for Moberly's first-year starting quarterback, Dominic Stone King.
And that is how Stone King is dangerous. We talked about it earlier with Stone King being the better runner than Hopper, and that's one of the reasons why he got the nod. He really hit the hole on the left side, and there was only one man to beat. He couldn't beat him because he hit him from behind. He had a lot of room to get up that left side sideline. Great run from Dominic Stone King. Maybe that gets things started for him here early.
Fake the inside handoff to Landon Graves. Kept it himself. Graves now to the right of Stone King. Richards behind him. Motion left to right. Shotgun snap. Inside handoff. Davis, stiff arm, 50-yard line. Tackled from the side at the 49-yard line of Smith Cotton. A 6-yard run for Moberly. Moberly, though, with possession in Smith Cotton territory for the first time today. 7-0, Smith Cotton. 2:50 to play first quarter. Second down and 4, Moberly. Stone King stands to the right of the Tigers logo at midfield. Takes a shotgun snap. Short drop back. Slings it to the near side. One-on-one for Toby. Short. Bobbled. Cut on the near sideline and a late flag. Football at the 14-yard line. A 35-yard pitch and catch. Sophomore starter to sophomore starter.
Trayvon Franklin had a great opportunity right there to intercept that ball for Smith Cotton, and it just trickled out of his fingers. He fell to the ground, and the receiver on the other end just was in the right place at the right time. That's the best place to put it. And there was a hold on the play as well. So, good job by the Spartans right there. And Stone King just had the opportunity and took advantage of it.
Yeah, as expected, that a defensive interference tipped up in the air from Trayvon Franklin. And Toby Short, the sophomore first-year starter, with the catch. 2:29 first quarter, first and 10 Moberly at the Smith Cotton 13, a 7-0 deficit. Shotgun snap, Stone King. Handoff left side, Graves. Hops outside, 10, 5, a walk-in touchdown. Landon Graves, the senior, puts Moberly on the board for the first time in the 2018 season. Could you script a better drive than that, Cam?
Oh, that was absolutely great right there. You get a couple of plays and you start moving. Dominic Stone King really started everything, and I think he might have got a talking to on the sideline and said, hey, bud, you got to take care of the football a little bit better, and he did on that drive. And that was a quick drive for Moberly, so he can really get things started, not taking a lot of time off the clock.
Moberly, like Smith Cotton, has a pair of kickers. Hayden Hopper will attempt the first extra point for the Spartans in 2018. The left-footer's kick is up. And through, tied at 7, 2:22 to play, first quarter. Landon Graves, a 13-yard touchdown for the Moberly Spartans.
C&R Transmission is a manual and automatic transmission service center for foreign or domestic cars, light trucks, and vans. C&R Transmission doesn't stop with transmission service and repair. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. We're talking oil changes, tune-ups, and brakes, large or small. Ask Charlie or Randy about their full line of tires for your car, truck, or van. Call 269-8482 in Moberly or 665-5424 in Kirksville for complete automotive service and repair. Financing is available. C&R Transmission, they fix everything.
Everything. We are back on Superstation Crest. Eric Dua, Cameron Thomas, 2:22 to play first quarter. 7-7 Moberly and Smith Cotton. Moberly turnovers on each of its first two possessions. Then you get the big run out of Dominic Stone King for 30 yards. You get a 35-yard pass out of him. Then you get your senior tailback, Landon Graves, with the touchdown.
A minute and 38 seconds on that drive. Great pace from Moberly right there to be able to just really get their feet wet. Now this ball game is tied, and it kind of seems like everything that happened early in this ball game is nullified.
Moberly's already outscored its point total from the season opener here a year ago. Caught near side, 25, a stiff arm, banged down at the 31-yard line. Chance Richards among the tacklers from Moberly on the play, Jared Heron as well. So Brandon Neal and the Smith Cotton offense back out. Neal, one of few players on Smith Cotton with returning experience in his 714 rushing yards as a junior. Groupie, though, now has his first career touchdown pass in the books to Cameron Finley on the previous possession. A pass that Moberly tipped before it landed in the junior Finley's lap. Groupie out of the gun, takes a low snap, a couple of fakes, handoff up the middle, Finley, 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, trots 15, 10, 5, touchdown. How about that answer? 68 yards. 2:05 to play, first quarter, 13-7, the Tigers lead. It was almost a poor exchange, but next thing you know, Finley burst through the hole for six. Brett Robertson, who goes back and forth between football and soccer, would like to kick collegiately, puts up his second extra point of the evening, and it's true. 14-7, Smith Cotton leads. 2:04 to play, first quarter on Quicks.
Fuel your inner adventurer in a John Deere Gator from Seidenstricker. At 835M, will let you go anywhere and do anything in its factory-installed cab with standard heat and AC. And with three white seating, you can bring a buddy or two. Get $400 off and 0.9% APR for 60 months during the Gear Up for Fall sales event. Visit one of our Missouri locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 10/26/18, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Back at Heckard Field, where Moberly trails Smith Cotton 14-7, 2:04 to play first quarter. Brett Robertson back out to kick it again. Curtis Walter, the deep man again, after he bobbled the last one, picked it up at his own 10-yard line, got just 3 yards out of it. The right footer legs it away. Just to the tip of the end zone, bobbled, and a touchback. Once that ball drops at the high school level and hits the black paint, with that yellow Tigers lettering, that is the football to the 20-yard line for Walter and the Spartans.
And Curtis Walker's a young guy. He's only a sophomore, but those are the type of situations where you just let the ball go back to the end zone. I mean, he's at the 2-yard line. Your momentum's taking you back. I mean, there's no reason to even try to take that back, but he'll learn in due time.
And that's why Robertson looking to kick collegiately with that bomb off the right foot. Football on the 20 for Moberly, left to right. And it's road whites with blue numbers and red trim. Brand new Adidas uniforms. A 14-7 deficit, 2:02 to play, first quarter. Shotgun snap, Stone King. Fakes a handoff, gives to Walter near side, who shakes to the 25, dives to the 26-yard line. So Curtis Walter, with his first touch of the 2018 season, gets 6 yards out of it. Walter, a senior, who Cody McDowell says the sky is the limit. Really matured in the offseason off the field and now reaping the rewards, says the fourth-year head coach McDowell. A guy who can run, a guy who can catch, a guy who can block, can do it in the return game as well, says McDowell. Shotgun snap, Stone King, fakes left, now runs near side. 25, lobs over the middle, in traffic, hits the turf, but a late flag flies in as Will Smothers, the tight end, took a shot over the middle before the pass headed his way. So it will be a penalty on Smith Cotton, no doubt about it.
Dominic Stonking doesn't look too great. He's holding his head, walking back towards the middle of the field at about the 15-yard line, and he was not happy when he got up. That was definitely a late hit. But before that, make a little bit of a smarter play if you're Stonking. Just throw that ball out. You're outside of the tackle box.
Part of growing up, right? Just a sophomore, first career start. As we mentioned, that is defensive pass interference on Smith Cotton. Minute 21 to play, first quarter. Moberly trails 14-7. With that, Moberly, of course, gets the automatic first down. Moberly football left to right at the 40-yard line near hash mark. Will Smothers playing that tight end position, drawing the penalty. His first career start at tight end last year in the district semifinal. Before that, he played the wide receiver position. Also coming off a great baseball season for Moberly, in which he was a starting infielder. Shotgun snap, Stone King, hand off up the middle, Graves bottled right at the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to go. Big Colton Zawilli again with the stop at 6'3", 310 pounds. He's a guy who's missed significant time due to injury the last couple of seasons. His father, Martin Zawilli, though, the defensive coordinator for the Tigers. 50 seconds, first quarter. Second and 10, Moberly at its 40-yard line. Hand off up the middle, Walter hops and runs into his own blockers back at the 30-yard line. Hit a wall of bricks on that one with that five-senior offensive line from Moberly.
Tackle made by Walker Tatum.
They credit Walker Tatum with the tackle, but I think that was a bit of friendly fire. Twenty-two seconds on the play clock, 24 seconds on the game clock. So Moberly will have to snap the football here, third and 12 at its own 38-yard line, and a 14-7 deficit at Smith Cotton in the 2018 season opener. A pair of reigning conference champions. Stone King takes the shotgun snap. Hands off far side, Graves, 40, spins to the 43, but piled back to the 40-yard line. Forward progress should get him to about the 42-yard line to close the quarter, but it will be fourth and 10 at best for Moberly. We do, however, have some yellow laundry on the field again. Zeros on the first quarter clock, 14-7, Smith Cotton's lead. Huge call here, though.
Wait, well, it decides whether or not Moberly gets a first down here, and they won't.
That penalty on the offense.
The only question I have is if the flag was thrown after the play, so do they get the down back? It looks like they will, as the sideline clock has three.
Being a personal foul, Smith Cotton may actually accept this rather than with the fourth and 11, you'd often opt to just have Moberly punt it, but being a 15-yard penalty, Smith Cotton actually electing to have this one marched back right now.
Well, and you trust your defense and hope that the opposing team doesn't pick up a 25-yard gain. And I'd probably take that gamble as well.
Well, that ends the first quarter. 14-7, Moberly's deficit with a third down and 27 coming up on the other side. It's the 2018 opener. Moberly coming off its second ever state quarterfinal appearance. Meanwhile, Sedalia Smith-Cotton undefeated in the regular season a year ago.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
We have a new physician at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Please welcome Dr. Tom Alito to our team. Dr. Alito is well known in Mid-Missouri and specializes in joint replacement of the hip and knee. For an appointment with Dr. Alito or any one of our physicians, call us at 573-443-2402. You can also make an appointment online at our website, ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are the difference.
We are back on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. There was a lot of both officiating and sideline confusion on that personal foul, because now, after the fact, they do actually grant the down and get the 15 yards. So Moberly forced to punt away on 4th and 25 as it's Nate McPhail, the son of the head coach, tackled at the near sideline, 40-yard line of Smith Cotton. So after all that, it was, in fact, 4th down and 25 on that after-play personal foul it turned out to be. Cameron, your early thoughts?
Well, I think that Smith Cotton is doing a really good job of controlling things on the offensive end, and you know, they're getting quick spurts of offense from guys like Cameron Finley, and their quarterback's doing a really good job as well right now. I think what Moberly has to do is to solidify their defense a little bit more. They can't let the big play happen anymore.
Brett Groupie out of the gun. Snap. Fakes the handoff, rolls to the near side, 35, 40, pump fakes, 45, 50, stutters out of bounds, near side flag on the play. As of now, it would be a first down for Smith Cotton, but this in the area of holding, that it is. This is a young offensive line for Smith Cotton. As we mentioned in the pregame, this is roster turnover, unlike roster turnover you would hear traditionally on the regional radio airwaves, but being that this is a Class 5 school in Smith Cotton, 7 returning starters combined on the offense and the defense. One of the areas hit hard, the offensive line. 2 returning starters in Dylan Wisman and Walker Tatum on the left side. But those 3 first-year starters, 2 are sophomores in Jackson Hazel and Tyler Sonker.
Well, I think if you overcompensate a little bit in another area, it might make up for the line a little bit, and that's what they've done so far. This is the first time that we've really seen the line hiccup.
Groupie hands off up the middle, then fakes a pass, but Neal squirts to the 27-yard line, a 3-yard gain to bring up second down and 23. It's also really important to note, Cameron, unlike your Class 2 and Class 3 schools, because Smith Cotton is such a big school, it's easier to replenish. They've got more guys to choose from.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the other thing is, you know, they may get the opportunity to take more reps in practice, do a little bit more 11-on-11s, and Moberly might have the chance to do and exchange that personnel.
Hand off up the middle to Neal, hand on blockers, and dives to the 31-yard line. A 3-yard gain after a lot of movement. Third down and 19. That penalty proving extra costly, Cameron, because Groupie was, give or take, obviously 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage when the holding occurred. That penalty really marched the Tigers back at first down and 26. Because of that, you've gained 8 yards, but you've still got third down and 18 at your own 32-yard line about a minute and a half into the second quarter. 14-7 the lead for Smith Cotton. Groupie rolls to the far side. Throws across his body, incomplete, far sideline. Dominic Stone King in the coverage on a pass intended for the tight end, Tyler Jekyll.
That's a really tough throw for Groupie to make, rolling out to his left, his hips turned to the backside, but then he's trying to square his shoulders up and make a throw to the left sideline. Even getting that throw off where he did, I mean, that's a very good play for a high school player to be making. If that would have been completed, they still wouldn't have gotten the first down. But Groupie doing a good job of trying to find the opportunities, and I think that's what the difference has been. He looks like he's a seasoned quarterback and that he's played for a year. On the other end, Stone King looks the age that he's playing at right now.
Stone King, a sophomore, Groupie a junior. Walter and Lowry, the deep return men for the Spartans. Kick is away, a high wobbler. Lowry calls for the fair catch at the 40-yard line and makes it a bit of a bobble, but the 5'3 senior squares up ultimately with his chest facing his own end zone when he makes that grab. 14-7, Moberly trails, 10:22 to play, first half in the 2018 season opener. Cameron Lowry, not a name we've called a lot tonight, but again, the 5'3 senior, a guy his head coach calls a little firecracker, 2-time all-conference, despite the diminutive stature.
Well, and Cameron Lowry and Curtis Walker have both been the returners today, but they're catching the ball more towards their waist than they are at the chest, and I think that's what the issue is while they're having so many bobbles on kick returns and on punt returns.
Walter not on the field for this offensive snap. Lowry in the near side slot. Up the middle, Stone King. Shuffles, flag flies, tackled at the 44-yard line of Moberly. Stone King faked the zone read again with Graves, kept it himself. A lot of flags early in this one, Cameron. Maybe a bit of that season opener effect.
Well, we saw them just start to fall at about the three-minute mark of the first quarter and here into the second quarter as well. It's been more on the offensive end. We haven't seen too many defensive penalties from either teams. It's been the lines that have really kind of faltered here late in this, early in the second quarter, but late in the first quarter. And a lot of times when you see penalties on the line, whether it's defensive line, offensive line, it's a lot of fatigue. And this is the first ball game of the year. They played in jamborees. They played a couple preseason matchups, but it hasn't been anything like playing a full football game, four quarters, two halves. I mean, it's a completely different ball game when you get in and you're playing 12-minute quarters.
Moberly had its jamboree a week ago, which Cody McDowell talked about in a pregame interview. That was played at Blair Oaks. That was mostly used, though, to learn about his twos, as he knows all he needs to know about his senior backs in Cameron and Chance Richards, who takes the handoff here, runs near side, and squirts to the 38-yard line with a 6-yard gain to bring up second down and 11. Knows plenty about the Richardses and the Graves. It was about figuring out that quarterback battle between Stone King and Hopper and trying to find out more about his twos.
And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, you see in the second half, you know, maybe you see a little bit of Hayden Hopper if you need to stretch the field a little bit. If you need a guy to throw a 15, 20-yard pass and let the receivers work a little bit, they've been really sticking to the run game, has Moberly here early in this first half.
It trails 14-7, 2.5 into the second quarter. Hand off to the right side, Richards. Hand on blockers, 40-yard line. Plows to the 42-yard line. Not much room for Chance Richards. Just a run of three to bring up third down and 9 for the Spartans. Trent Johnson, Tyler Jekyll, the defensive ends for Smith Cotton. Three first-year starters on that defensive line. Only one of them in Johnson recorded 10-plus tackles as a backup a year ago. Third and 7, in fact, for Moberly at its 42-yard line. Motion right to left for short. It's Stone King off the fake. Another flag flies. Stone King buried at the 38-yard line. A loss of 4 on the play.
Backfield moved early.
And another flag on the Spartans. Not just the offensive line, though. 5 seniors there. They've got a new signal caller too there, though, Cam. So maybe some crossover effect in that regard.
Yeah, and it's a cadence issue. Cameron Lowry was the one that jumped on the left side in the backfield. And, you know, the cadences get so different now. You can go on black. You can go on go. You never know what you're going to do. So you can change it based upon who the quarterback is, and that's probably what the issue is right now. The line's off. You know, you got the backfield off as well, and Stone King has to figure out what's going to work for him, and these are where you work out the kinks, especially in a non-conference game.
As you would expect, Smith Cotton declines the penalty, and it is Stone King to punt it away for the first time in his Moberly career. Replaces Nick Jelena, who similarly was the quarterback punter a year ago. High snap. Stone King puts a right foot into it. Right side, deep into Moberly territory. Where will they walk this one out? It landed at about the opposite 40-yard line, out of bounds. But they may continue to walk up because it is, of course, where it leaves the field and not where it lands. And to no surprise, given the way it appeared from this sideline, it is walked out to the 49-yard line. So that is a punt of 12 yards.
Here's the other thing that's good to note is that this is a very good test for Moberly. Doesn't matter really what the outcome of this game is. Of course, they want to win this ball game, but this is a good test against a school that's a lot bigger than you, a school that has a little bit of a larger landscape. Moberly can really learn a lot from this ball game.
And up the middle, Finley met right at the line of scrimmage. Melvin Edwards, the first-year defensive end on the tackle. Edwards, a linebacker a year ago. Moberly without Cameron Price tonight, so Edwards gets the start at defensive end. And he makes the tackle on a play of no gain. You're not kidding, by the way. Two practice fields behind that Moberly sideline in the bleachers. We drive in. We see another set of practice fields. This is as nice of a facility as you will see in mid-Missouri. Finley motions into the backfield. Shotgun snap, groupie. Hands off Finley, far side, leaps right back to the line of scrimmage. Melvin Edwards again nearby. Will Smothers, the bandit safety for Moberly, also in on the tackle. 7.5 to play first half, 14-7 the lead for Smith Cotton with 3rd and 8 ahead from midfield.
Let's give credit to those Moberly fans, though. They're pretty much filling up the stance on the other side of the field at the 50. They made the trip down, of course, as we did as well. But,
we were paid to. They weren't.
Well, so. And the Smith Cotton fans are here as well. They're here in full force. And so is the Sedalia Police Department.
3rd down and 8. Groupie zips it over the middle. Tipped up in the air. Intercepted. Heron. 50. 45. Runs into his own blocker. 40. Circles to the 37-yard line. Moberly football. Jared Heron with the interception off a tip pass as Moberly trails 14-7 at 6:53 to play first half.
And that was a bad pass into coverage. Got tipped a little bit, and Heron was there just to mop up the mess. And a great run on that as well. He had a chance and then kind of got a little bit tangled right at the 40-yard line. Got in a little bit of trouble. And if he was able to bust that out to the outside, it could be a tie ball game right now. But Moberly's in a really good position to be able to capitalize with 6 minutes, 53 seconds left on the clock.
Not a lot of hang time on that throw. It was a low liner right into coverage. However, we did not see the flag. It is roughing the passer on Moberly. A tough blow. That must have come in somewhere from that far sideline. Mixed in with all those yellow jerseys of Smith Cotton. So take it away. And like Cam said, it was a nice return, too, all the way to about the opposing 35-yard line. That is a, no doubt about it, first half game changer. Instead of down 14-7 and 15 yards shy of the red zone, now the ball is 15 yards shy of your red zone. Defensively, that is. Shotgun snap. Handoff to the near side. Finley, who dives, maybe trips up on his own accord at the 30-yard line, a 4-yard gain. 6:45 first half, 14-7, Smith Cotton.
And Finley has been a monster for this Smith Cotton team. He's nearing the 100-yard mark in the first half. That just lets you know how important he has been to this offense. But then his versatility, he's been able to catch some balls. He's had both of the touchdowns so far today for Smith Cotton as well.
Had a 9-yard receiving touchdown in the first quarter. Motions into the backfield. Shotgun snap. Handoff is to Finley again. O'Neal fakes it. Circles near side 30. Smothers on the tackle at the 29-yard line. Cameron Lowry in on the play as well. We have another penalty. 14-7, Smith Cotton, 6:11 to play, first half. This feels like a big drive, Cam, in that you've got a quarterback in groupie that you said prior to that interception, he was handling himself pretty well, but being that this is his first start, if you take a 2-touchdown lead, you at least don't have to rely on him as much. So this is a big early possession from that standpoint.
Oh, absolutely. And if you don't necessarily put the nail in the coffin if you put the ball in the end zone right now, but you give yourself a little bit of a cushion. And with the way that Moberly's offense is playing, the penalties that they've gotten on the other end here recently is Smith Cotton gets a penalty themselves. This game is kind of like a teeter-tot. It's really going back and forth right now, but Smith Cotton can really put themselves ahead if they're able to score here with the 6 minutes, 11 seconds that's left.
That penalty, 2nd and 22 on the hold. Football at the 46-yard line of Moberly, middle of the second quarter, 14-7. Smith Cotton, more movement. Chance Richards says it's on the tight end up to Grove. Is he right, or is he guilty for the 3rd time tonight?
I personally saw Richards move first, but it looks like the offense is moving back.
Richards, a wildly productive defensive end for the Moberly Spartans, and he was correct. It is a false start. Richards, though, a year ago, first-team all-conference, 64 tackles, 14 tackles for loss, and 5 sacks. So you're talking about an all-state wrestler who likes to get that good jump, and with that, have come some offside penalties in the past, including a couple tonight. It's 2nd and 27, though, from midfield for Smith Cotton. Still the middle of the second quarter. Groupie out of the gun. Handoff up the middle, Neal, 45, bangs to the 40. Push back to the 41-yard line. Tough tackle in that secondary from Heron and Hyatt. 14-7, Moberly's deficit, 5:50 first half. Third and long, upcoming. Third and 16 for the Tigers of Smith Cotton on their home field in the opener. Several trees to the left. SC lettered in white in the grass behind the end zone to the right. The first-year starter group, he takes a low snap, rolls near side, bombs it. One-on-one, incomplete. Nate McPhail, the intended target, son of the head coach, but to Sean Davis, stride for stride, a couple of seniors along the near sideline, fourth and 16, kind of in no man's land here. What's your decision, Cam? Do you take another shot? Do you like the way your defense is playing? Or do you punt this one away and try and pin Moberly?
I punt it away. I try to pin Moberly, but going back to that throw from Groupie, he put that ball only where McPhail could get it, and that's the perfect throw. I don't care if it's incomplete. He put that ball inside the five-yard line and only about a yard outstretched of the receiver and McPhail. But I think that Smith Cotton is going to go ahead and reconsider this decision because I think it's important.
Moberly, in fact, takes the timeout here. 5:16 to play first half, 14-7. It's deficit. Conversely, so to your point, though, maybe Cody McDowell wants to make sure he's got a safe kind of coverage here because, again, 40-yard line well too deep for a field goal attempt. But punting between the 30 and 40, not something you'd always like to do. The problem is, though, it's 4th and 16 and not 4th and 6. So that really changes the equation from Smith Cotton's standpoint.
Well, I don't think Smith Cotton is really thinking about the first down right now. They might be thinking about whether or not that 20 yards really means that much more to them based upon what they might get on a punt. If they turn this ball over at the 40-yard line right here, Smith Cotton still has to, Moberly still has to go 60 yards on the other end to get a touchdown. So maybe they're not in such a bad situation. If they try to go for them, they get lucky and, you know, possibly get a 16-yard first down.
The offensive coordinator is Charlie Franklin for Smith Cotton. He actually replaces a Moberly graduate in Kyle Stokine, who departed for Warsaw along with head coach Ryan Boyer a couple of seasons back. Also, just as far as a feel of the game thing, Cameron Finley could break one any single touch. So even if you just run it and get 5 yards out of it, it's still a productive play. But they do, right on that note, elect to line up to go for it. Fourth and 16 at the Moberly 40. 5:16 to play first half. We have another timeout. Smith Cotton with a bit of a counter timeout there, wanting to see Moberly line up. I wasn't sure if maybe they'd take the delay a game and just take the 5 yards and punt it away. But they do opt to take a timeout.
Well, you haven't used any timeouts in this entire first half. You got 5 minutes left to go. Who knows what it might go down to, but, I mean, it's not like you're in the fourth quarter and you really need those timeouts. It feels like there's a different feel once you get towards the end of the game than you do kind of at the middle part right here where you've got some room to work with. I think maybe it could be they saw what the defensive set was going to be from Moberly, and maybe they call another play. If you looked a little bit more closely at the line, the QB and Groupie did make an audible, touched his head on both sides with both hands and made it audible. Didn't see much shift, but it could have been from a run to a pass, and maybe they come out with a different formation right here.
5:16, first half, 14-7. Smith Cotton's lead, fourth down and 16 at Moberly's 40-yard line, right between the hashes. Just at the edge of the yellow circle with the black, yellow, and white tiger on the inside. Three down linemen for Moberly. To Sean Davis, the near side corner. Now Groupie drops back to punt it instead. Heels on his 46-yard line. Right in the mouth of the Tiger. And the senior legs it away. Spiraler. Nobody deep for Moberly. End of the end zone. Touchback. Bit of a break for Moberly there with nobody back to receive it. The Spartans avoid being pinned inside the 10 or even the 5-yard line. 5:09 to play first half, 14-7, Smith Cotton, Moberly football. In a lot of ways, Cam, you consider the early turnovers for Moberly an interception being wiped out by a roughing the passer penalty. Moberly in a fantastic spot right now, all things considered, down a score with the football and to receive to open the second half.
Yeah, they're in good shape. They've got 5 minutes, 9 seconds to go 80 yards. It's something that's very doable for this team, but they've got to take care of the football.
Stone King takes the shotgun snap. Rolls to the right, pressure from behind, lobs over the middle, in traffic, intercepted, a flag flies though. Flag on the play at the far side, 39-yard line. Nate McPhail, the son of the head coach, the interceptor, but what is the penalty?
This could be a pass interference here. The defender on the defensive side of the ball did jump the gun a little bit, so could be a pass interference call.
That is the case. Mobley dodges a bullet. Cam, still a learning lesson, though, there for Dominic Stone King. Even though you get away with one for all intents and purposes, that throw really didn't have a lot of velocity on it. It was in traffic, and he was pressured through it on the run. So it didn't look good regardless of being bailed out in terms of the final outcome, as we've got 5:02 to play first half and a 14-7 Moberly deficit.
And I don't really like the play call there to roll Dominic Stone King out. I want him to stay in the pocket right now and be able to survey the field. When you're on the move as a quarterback, it's a lot harder to make throws when you've got so much to think about. You've got to think about where the receivers are going to go, routes and things like that. You can really compartmentalize more when you're in the pocket for a young quarterback.
With that penalty, though, the sophomore and the Spartans at their own 35-yard line. Shotgun snap. Handoff right side for Richards, who squeaks through a hole to the 42-yard line. A 7-yard run, second down and three upcoming for Moberly. 14-7, it trails, 4:50 to play, first half. Second and three upcoming at its 43-yard line. Football just inside the far hash mark. Devin Shannon, the near side receiver. Richards, his heels at the 35-yard line as the deep back. Shotgun snap. Stone King looks right. Flips it over the middle. High. Incomplete. Pass intended for the tight end, Will Smothers.
And that's a play right there where Dominic Stone King needs to let Smothers allow that route to develop a little bit more. He was right at the Tiger at about the 45-yard line in the smack dab in the middle of the field. You let him get to the left hash just a little bit more, it gives him more room for protection from the safety coming from behind and gives Stone King a little bit more time to lead him back to the sideline and maybe even have some opportunity to run upfield.
Third and two for Moberly at its 43-yard line. 4:27 first half, down 14-7. Shotgun snap, Stone King. Handoff up the middle, Richards squirts for a first down and Moore spins to the 49-yard line. A 6-yard run for the senior Richards and the Moberly Spartans.
Richards has been really good on his last few runs. A 6-yard gain there. Before that, a 7-yard gain. When he started off this ball game, he only had a couple of runs and had 5 yards after 3 carries. Now he's got 27 and 7. He's really doing a great job of powering through. The second effort is what got the first down right there for Richards.
Richards with the power to Graves' wiggle, as Graves has a 13-yard touchdown in the first quarter tonight. First and 10, Moberly at its 49-yard line, right to left. Handoff to the near side. Graves wrestled down right at the line of scrimmage. 4 minutes to play first half, 14-7. Smith Cotton leads.
I don't like Graves trying to cut that up the middle right there. It looked like he may have had more room to get some more yardage towards the edge, but it could be the fact that Graves is kind of more of a power back in a sense. I know that Richards is as well, but it kind of seems like that's what the duo is right here. The speed comes from the receivers more so than it does the backs that Moberly has right now.
Graves to the left of Stone King, Richards behind him. Offset pistol formation. Shotgun snap. Up the middle, Stone King lunges to the 49-yard line. Flag comes in from the near side with 3:27 to play first half. Big first down, though, for Moberly, Cam, in terms of field position, one. But two, if you are ultimately forced to punt it away here, the clock will become on your side to close the half. But the penalty on the Spartans, and it's a hold. So that might make things a little harder in terms of getting a second first down on the drive.
And absolutely, a little bit of a personnel change coming on for Moberly as well, you know, to try to get these backs a little bit more breathing room. They've been moving back and forth a little bit too much. So, you know, I think with Moberly right here, one thing is they've got to continue to be smarter. And they're going to learn from this first half when they get in the locker room. But I think in the middle of plays, they've got to be smarter with their decision-making, and especially the quarterback and Dominic Stonking. He's gotten better, but I think there's a lot more improvement that he can make even in this game.
Stone King stands, heels at the 35-yard line. The son of Moberly's defensive coordinator, Tony Stone King. Second and 19 at the 40. Stone King fakes two handoffs, rolls right, flips for Richards, catches at the 45, twists to the 48-yard line. 8-yard gain for Moberly. Safe pass there, and it brings up third down and 11 inside 3 minutes, first half, 14-7, Smith Cotton's lead. Moberly with that completion, able to keep the clock rolling as both teams with two timeouts late in this first half.
It's only the third pass attempt all day from Dominic Stone King. And
a lot of them, though, waved off by flags. They've certainly looked to throw a few times. It just hasn't had the opportunity to come out of his hands for one reason or another.
Well, I should rather say third completed pass.
Okay, there you go. 2:20 first half. Shotgun snap. Stone King wants to throw again. Launches to the nearest side. Incomplete. Just out of the outstretched arms of Melvin Edwards. Might have had him with a couple of yards less on that throw. Jackson Miller also there. That might have been double posts as they kind of, the two tight ends met up with each other a bit there in the middle of the field at the Smith-Cotton 20-yard line, but incomplete. So 4th and 11, Moberly at the 48-yard line of Moberly. Inside 2 minutes to play first half, and the clock errantly running right now. And now somebody catches on to that one. We should have somewhere in the minute 55 to 2 minute ballpark, certainly not a minute 45, though.
And don't think this isn't too much time for Smith-Cotton to have an opportunity to put seven more on the board, because they've got some weapons that have done a lot in this first half. Cameron Finley, over 100 yards rushing and receiving in this first half. So he's a weapon that they're going to continue to use even here at the end of this first half.
The clock has not been reset. And you're right to bring up Finley. Even with this short time, I think you're more worried about the run than the pass. Moberly has played stout in the pass defense. The big issue, it is 1:58 on the clock, would be stopping the home run from Finley out of the backfield. Minute 58. First half, 14-7. Smith-Cotton leads. 4th and 11. Moberly at its 48-yard line. Now Cody McDowell has a question. I think he wanted the clock to start running there, but the pass was incomplete. Kick is away for Stone King. This one much improved. It caroms at the 20-yard line, tweaks to the 15, and spirals to the 14-yard line where it is touched up. 14-7, Moberly trails a minute 47 first half as that punt takes 11 seconds off the clock, and more importantly, it gets inside the 20-yard line of Smith-Cotton. A 38-yard boot. A year ago, Nick Jelena averaged 33.1 yards on 49 punts in the state quarterfinal run.
And here's my tactic if I'm Smith-Cotton here on this drive. Don't give Brett Groupie too much of the power here. You know, you've got 2 minutes left to go, less than 2 minutes. You don't want to do too much.
His hand up the middle to Finley, who's buried a 2-yard gain on a late extension. But that just what Moberly wanted, preventing the home run.
And that's my point there, is that Groupie can try for a home run ball maybe once or twice in this last minute or so that's left on the clock, but you don't want to give Moberly the ball back where they have it on their side of the 50.
And McPhail saving that timeout until he gets a big play. Otherwise, he's going to play this conservative. He'll obviously change up his strategy. If Smith-Cotton goes far, as it does, Finley out to the 31-yard line, far side, a 13-yard run. Maybe one or two broken tackles, though, away from a house call.
After the run, that'll bring up another Smith-Cotton Tigers!
Smith-Cotton back to the line. First and 10 at the 30-yard line. 14-7, it leads. A minute 06 to play first quarter. Clock winds. Shotgun snap. Groupie rolls near. Eyes near. Fires, tipped incomplete. out of bounds near side. Jared Heron, who had an interception wiped away via a roughing the passer call, gets the left paw on that one for the Spartans.
As he was falling to the ground as well, so great job by Heron there to break up a pass. Probably wasn't going to be completed anyway, but good job getting in the middle there and possibly would have stopped the clock anyway. But I think Smith Cotton is losing a little bit of momentum with the minute that they have left.
Groupie out of the gun, back to each side, low snap. Groupie rolls near once again, stands at the hashes. Flips out of bounds, a veteran move out of the junior quarterback, but the Tiger mascot can't hang on to that one in front of the Sedalia Smith Cotton band, so he'll have to rethink that one in the offseason. 14-7 the lead for Smith Cotton. Third down and 10 at its 30-yard line, 52 seconds first half.
The last two plays for Moberly on defense is the most defensive pressure I've seen applied all first half. They've done a great job of getting the quarterback and really making him make quicker decisions in the pocket and even having to roll outside of the pocket and still not able to complete passes or make an extra play.
Third and 10. See how aggressive offensive coordinator Charlie Franklin goes here. It's an option to the near side. Finley, 30. Sprints, 35. Powers to the 38-yard line. Fourth down and 2. Does McDowell use a timeout here or let this one wind? Just two timeouts for Moberly, and the Spartans haven't shown the ability yet to throw it against this Tigers defense. So and especially receiving to open the second half. Cody McDowell elects to play this one safe. 12 seconds on the play clock. It appears Smith Cotton will let the play clock wind to one here, call timeout, and leave give or take 9 seconds on the game clock. That it does, says Charlie McPhail. It actually rolled a couple of seconds past. There should be closer to 9 or 10 seconds. 7.7 is less than what was on the play clock, so that wouldn't be possible just mathematically speaking. There'd have to be a minimum of 9 seconds here, but it's probably all for naught either way.
Yeah, they're going to take the knee either way, so probably would roll off anyway, but we have had a couple of clock issues here early in this game.
Welcome to week one. It's just to the right, they're getting their feet wet. We're getting our feet wet to the left of the clock, folks. The refs are getting their feet wet. They've gotten their feet wet already, though, I think, with these flags. But 14-7, the lead for Smith Cotton. Fourth and 2 at its 38-yard line. Charlie McPhail, who called that timeout, a Smith Cotton alumnus, 9-1 with a perfect regular season a year ago in his first season, replacing Ryan Boyer, who departed for Warsaw with the aforementioned offensive coordinator and Moberly graduate Kyle Stokeline. If it's a clean punt, it tends to take a good 10, 11 seconds, so this very well could be the final play of the first half. Groupie out of the gun, though, in fact, comes up, wants to throw instead, rolls to the near side, 4 seconds, 3, hustles 40, runs out of bounds at the 45-yard line. He should have taken it 5 yards further and let the clock run out, but instead Moberly gets, well, actually a first down, pardon me. Scratch that. Fourth and 2, first down with that run. So never mind on that one. Groupie with a 6-yard run there. However, he has not shown the arm strength to get this one to the end zone. 55 yards from the line of scrimmage. You'd have to throw it at least 60 in the air to get it there. Maybe they go for some hook and ladder. 1 second, first half. Groupie steps up. Bombs it, middle of the field, incomplete. That's the half. 14-7, Moberly's deficit, and to receive to open the second half. Cam, let's get a few notable first half stats before we send it to the halftime desk where our J.B. Connolly stands by.
Well, you've got Cameron Finley with 12 carries for 123 yards here on the first half for Smith Cotton. He's done a really great job of solidifying this offense in the backfield and then in the slot as well. On the Moberly side, the passing hasn't been their go-to so far today. Stone King only 3 for 4 so far on the day, and then Richards with 7 carries for 27 yards on the offensive end as well. 2 touchdowns in this first half for Smith Cotton. One from Groupie to Finley on a 9-yard pass, and then Finley with the big run of the day for a touchdown as well. So 14-7 the score after the first half.
Again, we'll have the Mobley Motors Sports Desk. Mobley Motors, driven by tradition, coming up with J.B. Connolly. That'll get your way at 8:12. He'll start rolling with that as we've got some intense music now blasting in the ears. This broadcast brought to you by John Cochran with Valentine Insurance Agency, AK's Guns and Ammo, C&R Transmission and Auto Repair, Mobley Motors, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PKY's Agency, your local independent insurance agent, Tim Jeffries, CPA, Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer, all of Moberly. We made this point late in the first half. All things considered, in terms of the penalties, turnovers on each of your first-year starters' first 2 possessions, having an interception wiped away that instead of being on the opposition's 35, you were on your defensive 35, wiped away by a roughing the passer. You take all that into account, Mobley should be happy to be in the locker room down 14-7 with the football on the other side.
Well, yeah, they have a chance to come back in this second half and be able to tie this ball game up on the first drive. Now, the caveat with it is that they've got to take care of the football. Stone King has 2 turnovers in this first half, but played a little bit better in the second quarter. And then the flags and penalties started to drop from the offensive line and then from the backfield. So they've got some things to figure out in the halftime period, but they can come back and be in good shape and tie this ball game up with an opportunity.
14-7, Mobley trails at the half. The Spartans to receive to open the second half. You'll hear from J.B. Connolly in 60 seconds.
For 75 years, Mobley Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Mobley Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook, 4.5 stars out of 5. Google, 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus, 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com, 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider, 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Mobley Motors today on North Morley Street in Mobley and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
And good evening. Welcome to the Halftime Report brought to you by Mobley Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. Halftime of your game, and Mobley trailing Smith Cotton 14-7 at the break, waiting for the game on Cress. They just had a touchdown before halftime. We'll get to the highlights of that in a moment. Westran is all over Salisbury, 38-7, winning the extra point on that one, so we'll keep an eye on that game for you. And the game we have on Glory 97 tonight, I believe that is about to go to half as well. It is 22-0 in favor of Monroe City in that contest. We'll get to all the highlights for you here in a moment. Let's run down some of the area scores elsewhere around the listening area. Reports so far, Marceline leading Scotland County 22-13, Paris 24-0 over Harrisburg. Knox County is leading Schuyler County 8-0. That's still in the first quarter. Those other 3 Lewis and Clark games all in the second quarter. Blair Oaks in the second quarter leading Maryville 19-7. Pleasant Hill 21-0 over Boonville. Warrensburg 34-7 over California in the second quarter. Second quarter, Fayette leading Carrollton 6-0. Eldon 20-6 over Bolivar in the second. Father Tolt leading Hallsville by a score of 19-14 in the second quarter. Helias and Hannibal tied at 14 in the second. Kirkwood leads Jeff City 14-0 in the second. Rockbridge leads Rockhurst 14-7 at the half. Knob Noster 16-0 over Versailles in the second quarter. Macon 12-7 over Kirksville in the second. Milan leading Plattsburgh 20-6 in the second quarter. Hermit leading Montgomery County 16-0 in the second quarter. North Callaway 35-0 over MMA in the second. Hickman leads Pattonville 13-7 in the second. Putnam County 7-6 over Bishop LeBlond in the second. At the half, School of the Osage leading Fulton 26-7. South Shelby 6-0 over Bowling Green, second quarter. Southern Boone 14-0 over Mexico at the half. Clopton Ellsbury and St. Charles Duchesne tied at 7 at the second quarter. Battle leading St. Louis U High 14-7 in the second quarter. And just got an update. North Callaway now leading 57-0 over MMA. That is now gone to halftime. Eight-man football, Southwest Livingston, East Hutchinson tied in the second quarter at 14 apiece. Cardinals baseball tonight over on 99.9, the Captain. The Cardinals now leading 2-0 in the top of the second inning. Tyler O'Neill had a solo homer. And then Jed Jerko scored on a pass ball by catcher Tony Walters. That's still in the second inning. Now it's 4-0. Miles Michaelis homers. His second of the year on a fly ball to right center. That just happened on 99.9. The Captain, Miles Michaelis, two-run homer. The Cardinals leading the Rockies 4-0 in Denver. Let's get to the highlights of your game tonight on Information Radio Quicks. It was Smith Cotton getting on the board first against Moberly.
Shotgun snap, groupie. Fires over the middle. It's caught off a tip. A lunge into the end zone for six. Cameron Finley off a tip ball scores the first touchdown of the season for Smith Cotton.
Eric Duke with the call there. Extra point was good by Brett Robertson. Made it 7-0. Mobley would answer about a minute and a half later.
Shotgun snap, Stone King. Hand off left side, Graves. Hops outside, 10, 5, a walk-in touchdown. Landon Graves, the senior, puts Mobley on the board for the first time in the 2018 season.
Hayden Hopper's extra point was good. It was 7-7 at that point. Smith Cotton would not take long to answer. A 68-yard run by Cameron Finley. That made it 14-7. The game on Glory 97 tonight. It's Centralia at Monroe City, and it's been all Monroe City so far. Ben Wittenstein with the call of this one. Monroe City getting on the board 5 minutes into the game.
Now they've got Nolan Pennywell, and he gets the handoff. Breaks free far side. He has space to go inside the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Nolan Pennywell. Monroe City strikes first.
That was Ben with the call again. 31-yard run by Nolan Pennywell. Extra point, two-point conversion good. Blake Hayes with the run made it 8-0. Monroe City a minute and a half later would score again.
H. Bottoms staggering off the line. Snap Hayes, handoff Osborne. Gives it to Bottoms, and he pitches it back to Hayes. Far side, he's got room to run the 20. 15 down the sidelines, 10, touchdown. What a play call by David Kirby. A 41-yard touchdown run. Blake Hayes puts Monroe City up 14-0. 5.5 to go in the first quarter.
And the two-point try failed there. That made it 14-0 in favor of Monroe City. Second quarter of Zach Osborne scoring.
Out of the huddle. Near side is the ball in the hash marks. Hayes under center. Osborne behind him. He gets the handoff. Looking for a hole in the line. Finds it. Breaks to the outside. The 5. And he'll walk into the end zone on the far side for a touchdown. 13-yard touchdown run. Zach Osborne. He now has 25 yards on the night. The touchdown. Monroe City goes up 20-0.
And Monroe City's two-point try was good. 22-0 Monroe City. And that's the score we have the game on. Glory 97. Ben Wittenstein with the call. And we now welcome those of you listening to the game on Superstation Crest, Salisbury at West Rand. Folks on Quicks have been joining us for the halftime report brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. Let's get to the highlights of the game on Crest. Scott Lundy with the call, and it was West Rand early and often in this one.
Two right, one left. Single man, they'll hand it to Dale. He draws the left, trying to shake a grade one, trying to drive it to the end zone. He's in for a West Grand touchdown. A total of 7 yards, and Bully Dale gets the first points of the Hornets for the 2018 season.
Two-point try failed, 6-0 West Grand at that point. That was just over 2 minutes into the game. Midway through the first quarter, West Grand would score again.
In the gun, Young. Throws it to the left side. Bubble screen. It is caught by Kobe Coons. He has room to run. To the 40. To the 35. 30. He's got room to potentially go all the way. And he does. Touchdown, West Strand. A 65-yard run by Kobe Coons. No flags on the play. 12-0 West Strand.
And the two-point try failed again. 12-0 West Strand. West Strand would score final minute of the first quarter as well.
It's an option. Dale gets it to the right side, to the 10, to the middle, and in for the West Strand touchdown.
Gage Belburn's extra point was good. 19-0 West Strand after one quarter. And Westrand would score again early in the second.
It's going to be in our screen. Here's Kuntz. They're going to try the play again to the left side. Here goes Kuntz to the 40. He's got Ben Miller to seal him. He's going to go all the way. Another touchdown for Kobe Kuntz in the Westrand Hornets.
At that time, Kuntz with the extra point. It was good, 26-0. Salisbury would get on the board about a minute and a half later.
King in motion on the left slot. He'll take the handoff. Now a pass down the line. A touchdown for Salisbury. It is Taylor Haynes on the little trickery. Little flea flicker, and it's Jackson King that gets the first touchdown pass of the season.
And that made it 26-7 with the extra point. Westrand, however, would get on the board again before the end of the half. Westrand scored a couple touchdowns. First one, a 10-yard run by Colby Dale.
First and goal on the 10. Young in the gun. Takes a snap. Hands it off to Dale. Looking for the trifecta. Cuts it to 10, to the 5, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Westrand.
And the extra point was missed, 32-7. Just before halftime, 7-yard pass from Alex Young to Caden Massey. 39-7 Westrand leading Salisbury at the half. We're going to take a break and be back on both Superstation Crest and Information Radio Quicks. For the folks on Crest, we'll get you the highlights of the Moberly game, and we'll recap the Centralia Monroe City game. We'll run down the scoreboard for everybody coming up next on Crest and on Quicks.
Domino's Pizza. Order any large one-topping pizza for only $6.99 for carryout or stop by the convenient pickup window on Morley Street in Moberly. That's a one-topping pizza, only $6.99. Domino's also offers a variety of other options, including pasta, oven-baked sandwiches, wings, salads, breadsticks, and for that sweet tooth, cinnamon bread twists, marble cookie brownies, or chocolate lava crunch cake. Call Domino's or order online at dominoes.com.
When you want the perfect fit, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville. Patricia has over 30 years of experience in tailoring and offers alterations on jeans, suits, skirts, slacks, and any other article of clothing. Plus, she provides custom alterations for wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, and other formal wear. If it's not tailor-made for you, then you didn't take it to Patricia's Sewing Room. For quality alterations, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville at 660-277-3504. Patricia's Sewing Room is a proud supporter of the Moberly Spartans.
Moberly Motors halftime report on Crest and on Quicks. Let's run down the scoreboard, and then we'll send the game to Quicks back out to the stadium. We'll get back to more highlights on Crest. Take a look at the scoreboard. The game on Quicks, Adelia Smith-Cotton leading the half by a score of 14-7. The game on Glory, 97, Monroe City now leading Centralia by a score of 30-0. Palmyra and Brookfield were scoreless second quarter last check. Highland at Clark County will be played tomorrow, and that game has been moved to Clark County as Highland finishes up work on its new turf field. The game on Crest, Westrand leading the half by a score of 39-7. Marceline, second quarter, leading Scotland County 20-13. Second quarter, Paris 24-0 over Harrisburg. First quarter, it's Knox County 8-0 over Schuyler County. Non-conference games, second quarter, Blair Oaks leading Maryville 19-7. It's Pleasant Hill 21-0 over Boonville in the first. Warrensburg 34-7 over California in the second. Fayette 6-0 over Carrollton in the second quarter. Eldon leading Bolivar 20-6 in the second. Father Tolton leading Hallsville 19-14 second quarter. Hannibal and Helias tied at 14 in the second. Kirkwood leading Jeff City 14-0 in the second. Rockbridge at the half leads Rockhurst 14-7. Knob Noster 16-0 over Sales. Macon 12-7 over Kirksville in the second quarter. Milan second quarter 20-6 over Plattsburgh. Herman 16-0 in the second over Montgomery County. At the half, North Callaway leads MMA 57-0. Hickman 13-7 over Pattonville in the second quarter. Putnam County 7-6 over Bishop LeBlond in the second quarter. School of the Osage at the half leading Fulton 26-7. South Shelby over Bowling Green 6-0 in the second quarter. Southern Boone at the half leads Mexico by a score of 14-0. Second quarter, Clopton, Ellsbury, and Duchenne tied at 7. Battle leads St. Louis U High 14-7 in the second quarter. Eight-man football, Southwest Livingston and East Atchison are tied at 14 in the second quarter. The game we have tonight on 99.9, the Captain, St. Louis Cardinals in the second inning, leading the Colorado Rockies by a 4-0, putting up a 4-spot in the second. Tyler O'Neill, a solo home run. While Miles Michaelis was batting, Colton Wong stole second. Jed Jerko scored on a passed ball. And then just moments after that, Miles Michaelis hit his second home run of the year two-run shot, scoring Colton Wong, 4-0 Cardinals second inning in Colorado. And we're going to get the folks listening on Information Radio Quicks back out to their game at the half. Moberly trailing by a score of 14-7. And we will say good night to the folks on Quicks for now. We invite them to join us on Kress after the game for End Zone tonight. Folks on Kress, we're going to keep it here. But folks on Quicks, we'll send you back out to the stadium right now. And those of you still listening on Kress, thank you.
Fuel your inner adventurer in a John Deere Gator from Seidenstricker. At 835M, we'll let you go anywhere and do anything in its factory-installed cab with standard heat and AC. And with three wide seating, you can bring a buddy or two. Get $400 off and 0.9% APR for 60 months during the Gear Up for Fall sales event. Visit one of our Missouri locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 10/26/18, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Alpha Media Moberly, Missouri has a part-time board operator position available. Responsibilities include playing the ads during local sports broadcasts and communicating with the broadcast team to ensure a quality production. Computer skills are a must. Applicants must be able to work weekends and nights. If you have a flexible schedule and are interested, apply and submit your resume to alphamediausa.com/careers/openings. Alpha Media operates radio stations Quicks, Kress, Kirk, KTCM, and is an equal opportunity employer.
Howdy, cowpokes. Dusty again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're out on the range and notice danger coming around the bend, you'll have one less thing to worry about if you've seen the insurance pros at Valentine Insurance Agency. They'll make sure you've got the right plan to face all the risks you can run into by protecting your home, vehicles, life, and health, and more. Give them a call today, partner. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
When you want the perfect fit, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville. Patricia has over 30 years of experience in tailoring and offers alterations on jeans, suits, skirts, slacks, and any other article of clothing. Plus, she provides custom alterations for wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, and other formal wear. If it's not tailor-made for you, then you didn't take it to Patricia's Sewing Room. For quality alterations, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville at 660-277-3504. Patricia's Sewing Room is a proud supporter of the Moberly Spartans.
We are back on Quick, CentralMoinfo.com. Eric DeWitt, Cam Thomas. 2.5 minutes on the halftime clock. 14-7. Moberly trails and to receive to open the second half. The action's brought to you by Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College of Moberly, in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Patricia's Sewing Room of Huntsville. Seidenstrickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Cam, keys to the second half of the Spartans.
Well, keys to the second half for Moberly is definitely take care of the ball, take care of the ball, take care of the ball. But on the other side of that is they've got to limit the penalties. I mean, they were starting to fall apart a little bit on that offensive line. They had some formation issues towards the middle and end of the second quarter. So I think that offensively they've got some strides to make and some adjustments to make. Really try to set up the run for the pass, because that's going to put Dominic Stone King in the best position to succeed. On the other side for Smith Cotton, they've done a good job in the first quarter of breaking big runs, of getting Cameron Finley as involved as he can be. I think maybe take a little bit of the load off of him and try to hit Moberly with something that's a little bit off kilter, because they're going to expect Cameron Finley in this second half. They may not expect the tight ends to come into play. They may not expect a guy like Drake Peterson or Jake Thomas in the wide receiving core to expand their roles a little bit. So I think Smith Cotton may come out with a little bit of a different approach in the second half and take some of that burden off of Cameron Finley.
He's Cam Thomas. I'm Eric Duke. A few more sponsors. John Cockrum of Valentine Insurance Agency, AK's Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Moberly Motors, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PKY's Agency, your local independent insurance agent, Tim Jeffries, CPA, Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer, all of Moberly. Cam, just like the players, just like the broadcasters, the officials try to make some adjustments at half two. They'll look back on their first half performance. There was no doubt the penalties played a crucial role in the first half, not in terms of any missed calls, just in terms of the fact that there were a lot of them. So we'll see what kind of factor that could play in the second half. The moment that stands out from the first half was the roughing the passer that took away a Moberly interception.
Oh, absolutely, and there's been multiple instances where throws from Dominic Stone King of 20, 15, 25 yards have been nullified due to penalties or due to the fact that receivers aren't getting open, receivers aren't running their routes all the way through it, and sometimes it's on Dominic Stone King too because he's not letting plays develop to the full extent. But I think that's going to come with a little bit of maturity and a little bit of growth, which he's getting right here today, playing against a Class 5 school, a bigger school that's got a little bit of bigger personnel as well. So I think he's going to continue to learn, but right here, right now, if you think in the present for Moberly, they have a great opportunity to set them up for success in the second half, having the ball to start off this period.
I'm glad you bring up Class 5. Class 5 District 4 for Smith Cotton, Battle, Hickman, Holt, and Timberland, the teams in that district. But more so, I say I'm glad you say that in order to say this. Moberly dropped to Class 3 District 4 a week ago today. That includes Centralia, Christian, a couple of conference opponents in Fulton and Mexico, Southern Boone, Winfield, and Wright City. To any Spartans fans who were at the Platte County game a year ago, that is a huge deal because when Moberly was in Class 4, it is oftentimes in a postseason format to win a quarterfinal, a semifinal, and a championship. Not once, not twice, but three times would be required to defeat a school with anywhere from 400 to maybe even 550 more kids than it features. So you're talking about probably needing a Division I running back and or quarterback to win a state title when you're at that much of a disadvantage. So now in Class 3, Cody McDowell said it is what it is. He's a big one game at a time kind of guy, and he actually means it. He doesn't mean it from a cliche perspective when you think that Moberly won 10 straight games a year ago after brutal season opening losses. This time a year ago, Moberly was in a 2-hour delay at halftime, lost by a point, and then had to trek back an hour and a half to Moberly. The next week, it turns the ball over 6 times in a game. It wins 9 out of 10 times against Pleasant Hill and still won 10 straight. So he means it when he says it is what it is. But anybody who attended that Platte County game knows how big the talent gap can be with those big schools from that quarterfinal. So the move to Class 3, a very big nugget from the Misha class release with the new cycle a week ago.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think the one thing that can be taken out of the picture at all times is that at the end of the day, these guys are going to come out and they're going to compete. No matter the class, no matter what has happened in the year before, Moberly has come out here and competed tonight, and so has Smith Cotton, or it wouldn't be a 14-7 ball game going into the second half. So I think from the coaching perspective and Cody McDowell, he seems like the type of guy that kind of puts that stuff to bed when the whistle goes off and it's time to get inside the lines and on the gridiron. And I think that's probably one of the things that he told his team at half is that, hey, these guys may be bigger than us. Some of them may be stronger. Some of them might be going to bigger schools than some of the guys on this team. But I think what the message has to be is that, guys, we've got to compete, and this ball game is going to make us better, win, lose, or draw.
He's Cam Thomas. I'm Eric Duick. 12 minutes on the third quarter clock. 14-7 the lead for Smith Cotton. It will kick the football away to the Moberly Spartans, an area where Moberly has not really had the opportunity to make a play today. Not only a touchback, but one dropped kickoff. The miscues have gone beyond just the turnover and penalty department thus far tonight. Lights are on throughout Heckard Field. Start of the second half, 14-7, the lead for the Smith Cotton Tigers. Moberly. Moberly to kick it away right to left. Moberly kicked it off to open the contest. So I'm not quite sure what transpired there. Did Moberly just willingly kick the ball twice? You have the choice. Maybe some kind of field position strategy. I'm not wrong, right? Moberly definitely kicked it off because I remember I said at the opener, we'll see Dominic Stone King, but on the defensive side of the football.
And we just talked about it. They had the opportunity right here to get the ball back.
So I haven't seen that very much. Huh. Forgive the confusion here, but that doesn't happen very often. There are times, of course, when it happens on a windy night. Maybe you play the field, but I'm sure there is some reasoning behind this. Either way, it's 14-7. Smith Cotton with the football 30 seconds into the second half. Just ran a 3-yard play. And Richards jumps again. We talked about that in the first half. Again, the avoidable miscues.
Richards has that feisty sense in him. He always wants to get to the backfield, and I think that happened in the first half as well, but it went on the other end, went on the offensive line of Smith Cotton. This time, Richards gets nicked for it.
Shotgun snap, groupie, handoff left side. Finley hops to the 39-yard line. Tackled just shy, but third and inches. We'll see if Smith Cotton uses this as four down territory. But again, major storyline here. I highly doubt there was confusion as far as who would be receiving the football. So there's something tactical going on that we can't really speak to, obviously, unless we had a coaching headset on. We've got a broadcast headset on instead. And with that, we tell you it's 14-7, Smith Cotton. A minute 10 into the second half. Third and one at the 39 of the Tigers. Hand off far side. First down, Finley, 45. 50, accelerates, 45. 44, hash mark, 35. Tackled at the 30, football's loop. And recovered far side. Mobley had the first jump on it. It is Spartans football. So the miscues... in a game of miscues, continue.
And Finley had the breakaway there, just couldn't hang on to the ball. He got a little loose and was really trying to give it his all, try to give that extra sprint right about the 25-yard line. Got that right hand a little bit too far extended away from his body, and the defender from behind was able to grab him just enough for that ball to get out of his hands.
Mobley football as a 41-yard run results in the Spartans' possession as Richard twists to the 26-yard line. A 6-yard run. So, again, maybe it's all for naught. It could still cost Mobley one extra possession, but either way, Mobley does not surrender points to start the second half here after opting to kick it away. So almost 2 minutes gone by, second half, 14-7, the lead for Sedalia. Second and four, Mobley at its 26-yard line, right to left, white jerseys, brand new Adidas uniforms, blue numbers, red trim. Shotgun snap, Stone King. Hand off up the middle to Richards, bounces, plows near the first down line, stopped at the 31-yard line. That'll move the chains. Mobley first down, 2:10 gone, third quarter.
Richards continues to give that second effort when he gets in between the tackles, and it was probably about 3-yard gain at first, and then he powers through and gets the extra yardage, about 2 more yards to make it a 5-yard gain. Richards has really been good in between the tackles, almost more of a fullback when he gets up in the trenches.
Shotgun snap, Stone King, looks right. Flips far side, cut Lowry, fumbles it at the 38-yard line, appeared to hop on it first, that he did. They do grant the catch, that one was a little bit bang-bang, but he gets the reception, a 7-yard gain. So second down and three, Mobley, with Lowry's first reception of the 2018 season. 14-7, Smith Cotton.
That could have been costly right there for Lowry to drop that ball, but, you know, I was just going to say, if he didn't drop the ball, great job from Stone King of waiting in the pocket and letting for a play develop on the passing end.
Football on the far hash, a back to the left and a back behind Stone King. The snap, though, is fumbled. Stone King dives on it at the 36-yard line, a 2-yard loss. Nick Long, second team all-conference at center last year, one of 5 seniors and one of 3 returning starters on the Mobley offensive line. Jonathan Chapman, a first team all-stater, departed, as did Drake Rucker, a second team all-conference linemen. They're replaced by Damon Huff and Cameron Newcomb, respectively. Shotgun snap. Pitch to the far side. Graves, 35-40, and thrown out of bounds at the 42-yard line. Six-yard run. Nate McPhail, the son of the head coach, with that tackle on the far side. It should be noted, however, Huff, who's replacing Chapman at left guard, he did start last year, but it was at right guard. So the second new starter with Newcomb is Tyler Nickerson. They just flip-flop where Huff starts this year. First down, Moberly on the Graves run. First and 10 at the 42 of Moberly. Shotgun snap high to Stone King. Hands off Richards, who's denied right at the line, but uses that 205 frame to at least fight his way to the 44-yard line for a two-yard gain where he's met by big Trent Johnson at 5'11", 250 pounds. 8:12 to play third quarter, 14-7, Smith Cotton, second and 8 at the Spartans 44.
And I think with all the mishaps that continue to happen here in this second half, dropping the ball, fumble, all these things that are going on right now for Moberly, it's past the point of jitters. I think now it's mental.
Well, Stone King gets another opportunity to hand off here. Does to Richards, who squirts to the 49-yard line for a five-yard gain. That brings up third down and 3 for Moberly. Back-to-back years at Smith Cotton High School. That had nothing to do, though, with Moberly or Smith Cotton. It was a product of Boonville's NCMC departure, now in the Tri-County Central, and just the whole home and road fit with the schedule, the number of home and road games you can have, and the new cycle with the class and district changeups. Like we mentioned, Moberly now Class 3. Stone King out of the gun, back to the left. Snap. Up the middle, Stone King twists to the 49 of Smith Cotton, a three-yard run. Justin Osborne's tackle brings up fourth down and 1.
And that was a read play right there for Stone King. He could have handed off to Graves, who came across almost on a jet sweep, but he decided to take it up the middle, could have powered forward for a couple more yards, but Justin Osborne got him from behind, got him straight by the ankles.
Moberly wants to go. Fourth down and 1 at the 49 of Smith Cotton, just to the right of the Tiger logo. No, a late personnel changeup. The Spartans elect to punt, but they may need to use a timeout. 4 on the play clock. 3, 2. And not the ideal situation. You wonder if Moberly will rather have saved that timeout and taken the delay of game when it's a matter of 4th and 1 versus 4th and 6. If you're going for it, you've got to use the timeout. But in that case, it might have been better to just take the 5 yards. But coach's discretion, of course. It is 6:20 to play third quarter, 14-7, the lead for Smith Cotton.
Think about the tactic there. You couldn't make the personnel change within the 10 seconds of the play clock, catch the defense off guard, and try to pick up the 2 yards right there, which is what Moberly could have tried to do, but now with taking that timeout, that's kind of out of the picture. You've got to really pick one or the other, and I think they're going to punt here. But you also have to think about the fact is when they got the ball, it was at the 10:33 mark when Finley fumbled. They've milked about 4 minutes and a couple of change off the clock right now. It's a pretty good drive.
And you got to wonder, Cam, with using that timeout, does Cody McDowell go for it? Down 14-7 here near midfield, 5 seniors on that offensive line. Not a huge fan of calling a timeout if you're just going to opt to punt it. If you were winning 14-7, maybe it's a different story. But if you're down a touchdown, you might want that timeout. So we'll see if Moberly opts to change the strategy.
For me, I line it up right now, and I give it off to Richards. Chance Richards has done a really good job of powering through and giving you that second chance. When he gets to the 2 yard mark of his runs, he's powering through for 2 more yards to get 4. He's already gotten 2 first downs in similar scenarios, but I think the pressure right now couldn't get to Moberly because I think they're on a very good drive.
Moberly does opt to go for it, rightly so. Like I said, using that timeout definitely changed the equation. 6:20 to play, third quarter, 14-7 Smith Cotton. 4th and 1, Moberly at the Smith Cotton 49. Shotgun snap, handoff up the middle. Richards fights, just short but squeaks through. Second effort to the 45 of Smith Cotton. A 4-yard gain. for the senior running back, a first-team all-conference tailback, Ian Chance Richards.
I can't say I called it, but Richards has done a really good job. He did exactly what he's been doing all day. He got 2 yards, and he was right at that mark of the first down and then just keeps pushing forward. He gets a tiger on him, gets another tiger on him, gets three on him, and still pushes forward. Unbelievable from Chance Richards.
And that's a happy head coach in Cody McDowell, who coaches that offensive line with five seniors. Shotgun snap, Stone King. Handoff near side, Graves. Stutters, heads, middle, dives to the 42-yard line, a three-yard gain. Second down and seven, Moberly. Middle of the third quarter, 14-7, Moberly's deficit.
Not a bad play call right there. Try to sweep something to the outside, and you had more room here on the near side. So not a bad call right there. I do like that. I think it does set up a little bit more for Stone King. He might be able to sit in the pocket a little bit right here and think about throwing the football.
Football right between the hashes. Stone King out of the gun. Sophomore, first career start. Replaces a first-team all-conference quarterback in Nick Jelena. Short drop back. Fires over the middle in traffic. Cut. First down. Will Smothers to the 25-yard line. A 17-yard pitch and catch.
That's a great job right there. He finally got what he needed over the middle. I think that's been a problem area for Stone King so far. He hasn't been throwing the ball so accurately over the middle of the field. Kind of lobbed some balls there. Right there, he put it only where his receiver could get it. Great pitch and catch from Stone King to Smothers.
The second longest completion of the night for the sophomore quarterback. The longer one, a 35-yarder to first-year starter and fellow sophomore Toby Short in the first half. It led to a Landon Graves touchdown. 14-7, Moberly's deficit, 5 minutes, third quarter. First and 10 at the Smith-Cotton 25. Stone King out of the gun, son of the Moberly defensive coordinator, takes a high snap, rolls right, pumps, avoids a rusher, throws as he's hit in traffic, broken up, incomplete. A near interception as Stone King, phenomenal mobility to avoid the sack, but does fire it into traffic near Kyler Samanchitz, already with an interception tonight.
And if Cameron Lowry didn't grab Samanchitz from behind, really didn't grab him, he more of nudged him as he saw the ball was going to be out of his reach, that would have been an interception inside the 10-yard line.
4.5 to play, third quarter, 14-7 Smith-Cotton. Play clock is stopped here as Nate McPhail, head coach and father Charlie McPhail, wants some explanation here. I think they thought Samancic intercepted that pass. A lot of traffic, but it hit the turf here at Heckert Field. Second and 10, Moberly at the Smith-Cotton 25-yard line. Stone King out of the gun. His heels at the 30. The football at the 25. Snap. Handoff up the middle, Richards hops outside, breaks one tackle, muscles to the 25-yard line, just gets back to the line of scrimmage. So third down and 10. But again, Richards uses that power, avoids the 2-3-yard loss, at least gets it back to the line.
I think Mobley's done a good job all night of using both backs in Richards and Graves. You get a little bit of different type of backs from each one. Richards, a guy, of course, has been powering it up the middle. Graves can stretch it out to the outside. And, you know, they're between the two, they're nearing 100 yards on the game. And I know that seems a little light in comparison to Smith-Cotton right now, but I think it is something good because it's been setting up the pass for Stone King.
Cameron Finley responsible for both Smith-Cotton touchdowns. Stone King rolls right, pauses and slips. The quarterback lost his footing at the 27-yard line. It was a total misdirection play. And he comes up hobbled, which explains the slip. Stone King down on his back in pain at the 27-yard line. So a loss of two on the play to bring up fourth and 12, 3:51 third quarter, 14-7 the lead for Smith-Cotton.
And he went down hard, didn't move once he got up. Every player went to their knee. This could be a serious injury for Dominic Stone King right here. It didn't really look like he slipped. It looked like, I don't want to really give too much of an assumption here, but when you see guys fall down like that, that's an ACL tear. But I would hope not for Dominic Stone King, but that's what it looked like from up in the box.
He is, however, up and walking. And we never want to speculate, but obviously, let's not lie here, Cam. The first thought when you see a non-contact, that's always your worst fear. So you're not wrong there in your speculation. But like we said, we of course, have no idea, but I don't blame you at all for that being your thought, because that's always the first worry when you see someone just slip. Again, for context's sake, everybody on the field went to the near side. Dominic was one of pretty much just himself going the other way, and he just lost his footing. He honestly, given the angles of pursuit, may have had room to make that a first down, but instead loses his footing, and it's fourth down and 13. Hayden Hopper, the better thrower of the two, is the backup quarterback. He was neck and neck with Stone King through the preseason. It's fourth and 13, Moberly at the 28 of Smith Cotton, an obvious go-for-it situation. Hopper, a lefty, a back to his left and behind him. Snap. Hopper rolls near, stands 40, and sacked back at the 44-yard line. The junior did not get rid of the football and loses 16 yards. It is Brody Kindle, the middle linebacker and son of the linebacker coach, a third-year starter, with the sack. Holding. Irrelevant there. Smith Cotton will take the turnover on downs. That is, of course, the one result you cannot have on fourth and long.
Well, it was setting up well for Hayden Hopper to come in and possibly make the throw of the day, but obviously that gets nullified with the sack there. And, you know, he tried to roll out to his left, his strong side being a lefty, but you've got to have that internal ticker, and it's tough to come into that spot and make a play like that, but nonetheless, you see what happens.
100% right. Let's not forget the kid is coming in cold as ice there in a big spot, and you don't even have the choice to really hand it off there, so you couldn't put him in a more difficult spot. Dominic Stone King right now getting stretched out at the 20-yard line of Smith Cotton, which is about 25 yards behind where the football is placed at the moment. Finley runs near side, 50, bangs to the 44-yard line of Moberly for a first down. 3:20 to play third quarter. 14-7, Moberly's deficit. That could turn out to be a huge play. The first and foremost thought right now is the health of Dominic Stone King. But also, Moberly, if not had a first down, would have at least had fourth and more manageable. Thrown to your side. Finley dropped. Is it behind the line? Finley jumps on it. No signal of incompletion, so they will mark off the yardage. A loss of just three, though. Second and 13, Smith Cotton at the 46 of Moberly. A 14-7 lead for the Tigers. 3:10 to play, third quarter.
And you haven't seen Groupie really drop back to pass. I mean, that's been the third kind of jet sweep to the right side. Kind of let the running back and Finley get out a little bit. And he's good in the slot, but not a lot of passing attempts so far today from Groupie.
He's out of the gun with the back to each side. Takes a low snap. Hands off Neal up the middle. 40. Stiff arm, 37-yard line. A 10-yard gain to bring up third and four. And that 10-yard run makes it possible four down territory here, barring a penalty.
Two big runs on this drive already from Neely, the 13-yard run to get them on this side of the 50, and then that one right there. He's done a really great job of finding the hole and using the opportunity to his advantage.
Neal this time to the left of Groupie, who hands off up the middle instead for Finley, who pinballs to the 35-yard line, where Melvin Edwards, Jackson Miller, the middle linebacker, among the tacklers. Jackson Miller, not a name we've called too much tonight, but he is a first-year starting linebacker and varsity player tasked with replacing All-Stater Ben Hyman, who recorded 167 tackles last season. The officials opt for a measurement, with that being close to the line to gain 2:13 third quarter clock, 14-7, Moberly's deficit. Dominic Stone King no longer being stretched out, so he is up on his feet. But again, Cam, while first and foremost, the thoughts with the health of Dominic from a purely football standpoint, that's also a huge play in this game, because if that's not a first down, assuming Dominic gets minimum 5-7 yards there, but like I said, maybe even a first down and more, you've at least got fourth down and manageable with him still in the game and not needing to bring in a cold quarterback. You might be talking about Smith Cotton right now with the football in a tie game instead of still up 7 and deep into Moberly territory because of the ensuing sack that happened.
Absolutely. He had room to run on the right side, as you said earlier, and, you know, it looked like this was probably, you know, just a cramp, and it just happened in the middle of the play. But still, big implications for Moberly, and now they've got their feet on their heels right now with Smith Cotton driving on a fourth down.
2 minutes to play. Whistle. 2 minutes, third quarter. 14-7, a flag on the play. Fourth and one at the 33 of Moberly, so the football was just short, and now this becomes a crucial penalty call. Some personnel changes for Smith Cotton in the interim. No flag on the play is now what's said. That was unusual. The game was stopped, but yet they don't say timeout or penalty.
And they wind the clock.
15 seconds on the play clock, 1:45 third quarter game clock. 14-7 the lead for Smith Cotton, fourth and one, Moberly 33. Groupie out of the gun, low snap, and that costs Smith Cotton the first down as Moberly all around it. Melvin Edwards to Sean Davis, you name them on the defense. That blew up the play from the start. Lyndon North, the first-year starter at center and a senior.
And that was the third low snap of that drive. They've had some issues on that drive, that was the one that was the nail in the coffin. You know, Groupie was able to recover and hand off to either Finley or his other running back in those situations. But right there, he had three Moberly players on defense converge on him right there, and he had no opportunity to go anywhere else.
Lyndon North, actually the tight end a year ago, but with three offensive line graduations, moved to center this season. Hopper still in at quarterback. Hands off far side. Walter, who bangs to the 36-yard line. Maybe got a yard. Minute and a half to play, third quarter, 14-7. Moberly's deficit. And again, if you're just joining us, Dominic Stone King, non-contact injury. He's on his feet. He's been stretched out a little bit. We're not sure, of course, of the severity of that right now, but Hayden Hopper, the junior, the backup a year ago before losing the job to Dominic Stone King this preseason, the better thrower, the lesser runner of the two who competed for the job to replace Nick Jelena, a first-team all-conference performer. And had there been a conference MVP, it would have been him. Hopper slings far side, caught just shy of the line to gain. It's Devin Shannon with the first catch and touch of his career. That brings up third down and one on his 7-yard pitching catch. So Hopper with his first career completion. He was 0-for-1 in the win at Boonville a year ago for the state quarterfinal Spartans. In the words of head coach and offensive coordinator Cody McDowell, Hayden needs to find his consistency. That ball spotted back to the 43, so third and three for Moberly. 13 seconds, third quarter. Spartans trail 14-7. Motion left to right for short. Whistle and a timeout for Cody McDowell and the Spartans. That is the second timeout Moberly has used this half. The first one, however, very well used, as it led to a first down on a fourth down play. 7:07 third quarter, 14-7. Smith Cotton leads, third and three, Moberly at its 43.
I don't like taking a timeout there with 7.7 seconds left in the third quarter. I understand that it's third and three right there, but you're at the midfield, almost 50-yard line. This drive could go either way right here. I mean, it's... I understand that it's a pivotal point, but you still have 12 minutes to think about in the fourth quarter, and that's going to be your bread and butter. This ball game isn't going to come down to one drive here with 7.7 seconds left in the third quarter. I would hope not. You should be able to get some other opportunities with your defense coming up clutch like they did on the last drive.
He's Cam Thomas. I'm Eric Duick. 7.7 third quarter, 14-7 Smith Cotton, 3rd-and-3 Moberly at its 43-yard line. With the backup quarterback in Hayden Hopper into the ball game due to injury. Out of the shotgun. Motion left to right for short. Snap. Handoff up the middle of Richards. Has a hole. First down and more to the right side. 48-yard line. 5-yard run. First down, Richards. Clock stops at 2.9, given the first down. High school football, 14-7, the deficit for Moberly.
Chance Richards, the ball carrier. Flag on the play.
Another flag, though, late on the far side. Face mask on the defense, so the first down survives. And tack on 15 yards.
Well, it was a great timeout call with 7.7 seconds left. And Chance Richards does it again.
What was that?
He does it again. Chance Richards does it again.
Mr. Reliable, though. This is a guy in Chance Richards who struggled to hold the football in that 6-turnover loss to Pleasant Hill in week 2 a year ago. Well, Chance Richards responded with 11 straight games with a touchdown. Then he followed that up with Moberly's first state championship wrestling appearance in 5 seasons. That closes out the third quarter. The clock, of course, starts back up once the football marked after the first down. 14-7, Moberly's deficit, the end of 3. It's first down, Moberly, though, at the 36-yard line of Smith Cotton when we return for the fourth quarter on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
C&R Transmission is a manual and automatic transmission service center for foreign or domestic cars, light trucks, and vans. C&R Transmission doesn't stop with transmission service and repair. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. We're talking oil changes, tune-ups, and brakes, large or small. Ask Charlie or Randy about their full line of tires for your car, truck, or van. Call 269-8482 in Moberly or 665-5424 in Kirksville for complete automotive service and repair. Financing is available. C&R Transmission, they fix everything.
Crime rates go down only when the community gets involved. In Randolph County, people just like you are making a difference by calling the Moberly Crime Line, 269-8477. While rewards are often given, you can leave your tip anonymously. What's important is that you're making a conscious effort to clean up the community. A simple phone call can truly make a difference. Do your part. You have nothing to lose except for the crime. The Moberly Crime Line, 269-8477.
Apologies for the late return there, but an incompletion to the far side on a pass intended for Devin Shannon. It is 14-7 Smith Cotton. Start of the fourth quarter, 11:55 to go in the ball game after that incompletion. 14-7 Smith Cotton, 2nd and 10 Moberly at the 36th of Smith Cotton.
And it's really set up for Hayden Hopper to be able to throw the football right now. I know he hasn't really completed too many passes so far, but he can.
Smith Cotton comes on the blitz. It's Richards far side. Can't break a tackler to the 35-yard line, which was the line of scrimmage. He had another 10 yards plus a daylight had he gotten out of that, but he got slowed up at the line, forced to bounce it to the outside. And it was Brody Kendall again on the stop.
Well, and now Hayden Hopper's in a situation where he's going to have to drop back and throw. I would like to see him on the move to the left side. I'd like a play action right here off of Richards.
Possible 4-down territory. 3rd and 9 at the 35 of Smith Cotton. It's Walter Farside. Navigates to the 36-yard line. Can't find room. And he's met by a sea of Tigers on that far side. Brody Kendall, Garrett Walkington, Zach Simmons among them. A minute into the fourth. 4th down and 7 for the Spartans. A 14-7 deficit.
I think Mobley's going to go for it here.
As it should. Far too long for a field goal. Far too close to punt. And you're down a touchdown. Mobley, a reigning quarterfinalist. Cody McDowell, fourth-year head coach. He's the play caller. Richards the deep back, Walter to the left of the quarterback, Hopper, a junior, who takes the snap. Karaoke's rolls to the left, breaks one tackle, sidearms far side, first down to the 20, Ajuk far side, pushed out of bounds at the 12-yard line. Is Cameron Lowry, the Mobley senior. A 21-yard gain. And credit Hayden Hopper for the gymnastics in the pocket just to get that one off. And he found the wide-open 5'3" senior.
Well, and I like the move from Lowry when he got to about the 18-yard line. He gives him a little shimmy to the inside, moves right to the outside, gets up more a couple yards down the sideline. And that's a great job of pitch and catch right there. And I think Hayden Hopper may be able to find his groove after that right there. Like you said, he used some moves to get outside, and we've got a flag on the play as well.
Is it just me, or do all these flag situations seem to be so slow developing? It's as if everybody goes about what they're doing, and then everybody seems to realize. No, I think it fell out of his pocket, so we were right. I think that must have fell out of his pocket because I was going to say it was business as usual. I think he just had to go back and get that flag back. 14-7, Moberly trails. And a whistle here. It is a timeout for Moberly. That empties the Spartans' pocket. Not quite sure what happened there. The play clock hadn't even started.
And the timeout has been changed to Smith.
That makes sense there. They pointed in the wrong direction. I was going to say, Cody McDowell's not using his third and final timeout when the play clock hasn't even started. Heck, he could have barked out a call from the sideline in that situation if he had to. It's first and goal from the 6-yard line of Smith Cotton. A minute 36 gone by fourth quarter, 14-7, the deficit. And right now, the big play that stands, a 4th-and-7 completion of 21 yards. Hayden Hopper to Cameron Lowry.
Well, I think that was a great play, but one thing I want to think about is backtrack a little bit back to the first quarter. 4:01 left in the first quarter. That's when we get the first score. They tie it up at 2:22, and then Smith Cotton comes back at 2:04 left in the first quarter and ties it up with that Finley, or they get the lead with that Finley touchdown. So we haven't seen any scoring in this ball game since the first quarter and the first half, and it was penalties and a lot of different things that have happened to make us get to where we are.
He's Cam Thomas. I'm Eric Duke. 14-7. Smith Cotton. 10:24 to play. Fourth quarter. First and goal. Moberly left to right at the 6-yard line of Smith Cotton. Graves to the right of Hopper. Richards behind him. One receiver far. One near. Shotgun snap. Hand off left side. Richards bounces outside. 5. Extends. Touchdown. Moberly. Chance Richards off the first-year starter left tackle Cameron Newcomb pulls Moberly within one. 10:21, fourth quarter. Hayden Hopper missed an extra point last year and a field goal in the 7-6 loss right here at Heckert Field to open what proved to be a state quarterfinal season. The lefty steps back. White cleats to match the brand-new white Adidas jerseys with blue numbers and red trim. The junior for the tie. Kick is up. It's pure. 14-all, 10:21, fourth quarter. How about Hayden Hopper? Loses the job to a younger player. Real tough spot there. He's not known for his mobility. Well, he showed a little shake-and-bake, Cam, on that 4th-down-and-7 to create space for himself, avoid a sack, dump it off to calling a spade, a rather diminutive receiver in Cameron Lowry. He's got a very narrow window to throw to there when he's on the move. No problem, though. 21-yard gain, handoff for the touchdown, extra point through.
And I think the other thing that you're seeing with Hayden Hopper right now, he stands at 6'1", Dominic Stone King at 5'8". So you've got some room right there between the two. And I think that the vision from Hayden Hopper is a little bit better, even when he gets outside the pocket, which he did on that throw to Cameron Lowry on the left side of the field. So either way, I think that Hayden Hopper, in a tough situation, has ice in his veins at a pivotal point in this ballgame.
We're tied at 14, 10:21, fourth quarter. Two timeouts for the Tigers of Smith Cotton, one for the Spartans of Moberly, who kick it left to right. Evan Vandal puts a right foot in it. End over end, caught 21, Finley, jogs near side, cuts out, now cuts near 38, 40, 45, and dragging Spartans all the way near midfield. again. Not to harp on something before it even happens, but we're at that spot in the field and in the game. We've got to continue to keep our eyes and ears out for that laundry because it has been a pivotal part of this football game. Shotgun snap. Hand off right side, Finley. Huge hole, 45. Stiff arms to the 41-yard line. First down run on a gain of 12 for the junior first-year starter.
12-yard gain.
I say that, though, in that you're right near midfield. You're talking about either going into scoring territory or going back your way if we have any more holds or pass interferences at this stage of the ballgame. Groupie out of the gun, a junior. Option far side. Late pitch. Finley, 40. Hustles, 35. And bang down at the 31-yard line. A physical tackle on that far side by Cameron Lowry. No fear at 5'3".
None at all. I mean,
you've got kids. You seem dumbfounded there that the little guy can get in there and crunch like that.
Well, he upended Cameron Finley on the other side, and Cameron Finley's walking off a little ginger, too. So you've got the big body running back on the side of Smith Cotton, and he's not feeling too well. Goes straight to his backside when he gets to the sideline. But one thing to say about Cameron Finley is that after that run, he has eclipsed the 200 mark for rushing yards on the day. All-purpose yards over 250, so he has been absolutely ridiculous here tonight.
And even if he lost the battle to the smaller player, he may have won the war because he still managed to fall forward. And with that, he's near a first down. He has it, they say after the measurement. But as Cam said, the other Cam, Finley, is off the field for this play.
And it seemed like he probably just got the wind knocked out of him a little bit, but still a great job by Cameron Lowry to come up and make that tackle.
9:43 to play. Tied at 14, first and 10. Smith Cotton at the Moberly 31-yard line. Shotgun snap. Groupie hands off near. 30, 26, and a twirl to the 25-yard line. Brandon Neal, who rushed for 75 yards and two touchdowns in a playoff loss last year, the first loss of the season for Smith Cotton. He defeated Moberly 7-6 on this field in the season opener a year ago. That was the first of nine straight wins to complete a perfect regular season in Charlie McPhail's first year. Now his second year at his alma mater after an honorable mention All-America career at Missouri Valley as a defensive lineman. Second and 5, shotgun snap. Groupie fakes the throw after the handoff. It's up the middle. Brandon Neal gets all the way to the 11-yard line on some mixed direction. A 15-yard run for the Tigers up Smith Cotton.
The combo between Neal and Finley has been great, and even with Finley off the field, Smith Cotton is still driving two plays over 20 yards.
It's Neal up the middle. He's flipped up to the 10-yard line. Gain 3 on the play. Second down and 7 for Smith Cotton. 8:40 fourth quarter, 14 all. Hayden Hopper, the man right now tasked with the comeback. He brought it back from down 7 to tie it up. Will he have to make another comeback? Is Smith Cotton deep into the Moberly red zone at the 11 with 2nd and 8. Dominic Stone King departed with a non-contact injury late in the third quarter. Flag flies. Will Smothers was ready to come in on the blitz from that bandit position. And if this is on him, he didn't even get the chance to go back. Sometimes once you cross at the younger levels, they just blow that whistle. And that they did. It is on Mr. Smothers. So it is 2nd down and 3 for Smith Cotton. Smothers coming in off the blitz from the near side, played the cornerback position a year ago, had a huge tackle in a similar spot to this, actually, deep in Moberly's red zone defensively, that forced a turnover on downs and helped clinch an undefeated conference late for the Spartans in a victory against rival Mexico at Moberly High School. 2nd and 3, snap, hit off right side, Neal, pinballs up the middle, walks in, touchdown. A 6-yard score for the Smith Cotton senior. 20-14, the lead for the Tigers. 8:05, fourth quarter. Kick is up from Robertson, just inside the right upright. 21-14, the lead for Smith Cotton. 8:05 to play, fourth quarter. On Quicks.
Howdy, cowpokes. You know that feeling when you finish a long, hard ride, you're covered in dust, and all you can think about is relaxing back at the bunkhouse? It's times like that that make you glad you heard about Valentine Insurance Agency. They give you one less thing to worry about, because you know the bunkhouse is protected by the right insurance plan. Plus, they can protect your vehicles, life, health, and more. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
We're back on Quicks and CentralMobile.com. Eric Dewitt, Cam Thomas, 21-14, the lead for the Smith Cotton Tigers. 8:05 to play, fourth quarter. Football at the 40-yard line on the edge of the Tiger at midfield. Robertson legs it away. Caught at the 15, Walter. Hustles middle. Cuts far side, but he is wrestled down right in the middle at the 22-yard line. Walter hasn't had any chance to shake and bake in that return game yet.
Well, Hayden Hopper's going to have to work his magic again. He's going to have to take his team over 80 yards to try to get the equalizer here in the fourth quarter, and they cannot allow themselves to fall into what hurt them in the third quarter, in the second quarter, in the first quarter, not so much in this quarter, and that has been turnovers.
Shotgun snap. Handoff up the middle. Nothing doing on the play, just a couple of gain for Moberly to the 24-yard line.
Gain of two on the play, second down.
I was trying to decipher that six versus two to see if it was still Hopper back into the ball game. It is the case. Stone King has yet to return after that late third quarter injury. So second and seven for Moberly at its 25-yard line. 7.5 to go. Hopper, short drop back. Flips it far side. Caught just on the turf. So 29-yard line. 4-yard gain is down on the catch. Is Cameron Lowry. Because of the low throw. Prevents the ability to get up and run after the catch. A lot of short dropbacks, no comfortable throws thus far for Hayden.
And you're kind of in the in-between point of this ballgame in the fourth quarter. You got less than 7 minutes to go. It's a pivotal third down right here, because if you give the ball back to Smith Cotton, they can just milk the clock.
6:45, fourth quarter, 21-14, Smith Cotton. Third and four. Hand off near side. Richards has a first down and more. 35, 40, 45, spins to the 47-yard line. A 19-yard gain. That is Landon Graves on the run for the Spartans of Moberly. .635 to play, fourth quarter. Landon Graves with the first touchdown of the day for Moberly. A 13-yard variety in the end zone left to right. Richards then with the early fourth quarter touchdown. Same way, left to right, 6 yards also off the left side. It has Moberly down 7, 21-14. 6.5 to play, fourth quarter. Walter motions right to left. It's Hopper on the keep, but he trips up right to the line of scrimmage to make it second down and 10. Hopper, not quite the runner Stone King is. Opted to keep there, though, on the jet sweep look.
And good job by the defensive line of Smith Cotton, not allowing Hopper to get outside on the read. He did make the good read by not handing the ball off, but as soon as he tried to hit the A-gap, the line was there to create the stalemate.
Devin Shannon jumping up and down as if he doesn't know the play, but now lines up. Shotgun snap. Handoff up the middle. Walter bang down at the 49-yard line. Quite the pop in the middle. Brody Kindle among the tacklers. Third down and 7, Moberly, 5:40, fourth quarter. 21-14, Smith Cotton. Walter limps off. Shannon departs for the Spartans as well. 5:15, fourth quarter, third and seven. Moberly at its 49-yard line, a 21-14 deficit. Football on the far hash. Hopper fakes the handoff, rolls left, stiff arms away from one rusher. Runs far sideline, heaves it out of bounds. Fourth and seven, Moberly at its 49-yard line. Right into the Moberly bench.
It's a good job by Hopper to get outside the tackle box. He thought he might have had an opportunity to hit the edge and maybe get a couple yards right there, but he made the smart decision. As he was falling down, he gets rid of that football to make it and keep it fourth and manageable right now for Moberly, because I think that this is a spot where you have to go for this right here, especially where you are on the field.
They'll opt to punt it. Dominic Stone King, also the punter, and with his late third quarter injury, it's Hopper who stands toes at the 35 with the football at the Moberly 49-yard line. 5:03, fourth quarter, 21-14, Smith-Cotton. Hopper points his left finger to count his personnel. Takes a clean snap. Steps up to the 37, legs it away, a liner, but a good one. 20-15, hops to the 10-yard line where Smith-Cotton dangerously jumps on it with Nate McPhail. A 41-yard punt for Hayden Hopper. Again, Moberly just one timeout. 4:54, fourth quarter, Smith-Cotton possession with a 21-14 lead.
And you allude to the fact of why I would have gone for that fourth down right there is because I only have one timeout. Although I pinned Smith-Cotton inside their own 15-yard line, I only have one timeout. And you've seen the spurt of offense that Smith-Cotton has had when they've been and had the opportunity to score with the likes of Cameron Finley, with the likes of Neal as well. Both of those guys have done a really great job of providing power in the backfield, and so I wouldn't give them the opportunity with 4 minutes and 54 seconds left to spurt on me and score before 4 minutes even hits, because they have the ability to be able to do that. And now you're down two scores with only one timeout left, so you've got to put the, so of course they're putting the trust in the defense right here. It could pay off, but Smith-Cotton has weapons as well.
21-14, Smith-Cotton, 4:54, fourth quarter. We may have one of those mandated water breaks. We hadn't had any to this point in the game. It's an interesting time to pull it out for the first time, but 86 degrees about at kickoff. Obviously, health of the players and the officials, the foremost concern. Get everybody hydrated up there. That stoppage, again, not a timeout on either side, just one of those Misha water checks. So 21-14, the lead for Smith-Cotton, 4:54, fourth quarter, first and 10 at its own 11-yard line, right to left, far hash mark, Mizzou-like uniforms with Tigers in gold lettered in the black end zone just behind it. Snap, handoff is up the middle, but a gang tackle right at the line of scrimmage. Clock continues to wind. Moberly just one timeout. It fell to Smith-Cotton here a year ago, 7-6, then it lost to Pleasant Hill, then the Spartans won 10 consecutive ball games en route to a state quarterfinal appearance, its second ever, a 42-14 loss to Platte County, who went on to fall to state champion Webb City by just 3 points. Smith-Cotton, meanwhile, after that 7-6 win, well, it too turned out to be a pretty darn good football team, 9-0 in the regular season. Shotgun snap, handoff Finley, near side, jukes, 15, and wrestled to the 21-yard line, right near the line to gain. And the chains move. Run first offense is Moberly. Just one timeout. This becomes a critical series of downs. Field position as well. Because even if you do get it back, you want to give yourself a reasonable opportunity to score the football. A back to each side of Groupie. A junior quarterback and a first-year starter who takes the snap. Hands off right side. Neal bounces outside. 25, 30, hurdles to the 31-yard line. A late flag on the play. 3:39, the clock reads. 21-14, Smith-Cotton.
It was on the far side of the field, and it was right as the run was being made over the hurdle hurdle was made at about the 28-yard line, as you called it, Eric, and then you see the flag at the 29 at the right outside, the numbers on the right side of the field near the Moberly bench. Could have been a holding call.
It is, in fact, a penalty on Smith Cotton.
Personal foul on Smith Cotton.
An in-play personal foul, though, on Smith Cotton. As we see where this one gets marked back to.
That's a massive penalty for Moberly right here. You had, if your Smith Cotton had an opportunity to be at the 35-yard line with 3:39, now they get moved all the way back inside their own 15. You talked about field position, Eric. This is really important for Moberly to get a stop, especially on this drive where Smith Cotton has to go even further.
First and 18. So after the play, that personal foul came in. First and 18 at the 15 for Smith Cotton, right to left. Just one timeout for Moberly. 3:39, fourth quarter, 21-14, Smith Cotton. Kneel to the left of Groupie. It's Finley instead, up the middle, 20, 25, 30, 35. Carries defenders, Lowry the last man to bring him down, 48-yard line. 33-yard run for Mr. Reliable, Cameron Finley. All of Finley's runs last year were in convincing pre-October wins. But with the graduation of Gage Young, an 1,180-yard rusher, 18 touchdowns, Finley gets to show the stuff as a 5'7", 155-pound junior.
And he's not playing like that today. He's not playing like a 5'7", 155-pound guy. He's playing like a big bulldozing running back tonight.
21-14 the lead, thanks in part to Finley and his two touchdowns, one of the catch variety, one of the run variety. Option far side, Groupie late pitch, Finley, 50, 45, squirts to the 43-yard line, 6-yard run. Now another first down here would be dangerous for Moberly. It's second and 3, but with the clock inside 3 minutes and Moberly just one timeout. Do not expect to see Brett Groupie throw the football here.
I love the read right there from Groupie. He waited to the last possible second to pitch that to Finley. Not only does it draw the defense in, but it allows Finley to see where his holes may be, where he's able to jump the gun. And a 6-yard pickup may not look like a lot, but they're continuing to drive. They're closer to first downs.
Second and 1 it is. Hand off up the middle. First down and more for Smith. Gotten to the 38-yard line. 4-yard run for Neal. So clock stops momentarily, 2:25, fourth quarter, 21-14, Smith Cotton leads.
And now Brandon Neal is nearing the 100-yard mark, 15 carries, 95 yards for the sophomore, or the senior, excuse me.
Neal, unlike Finley, did bring back a lot of experience, 714 yards last year as the fullback. Groupie out of the gun. Neal to the left. Gets the handoff. 40. Stop and start. 35. 33. Muscles to the 32-yard line. 6-yard run. Second and 4. Flag on the play. Could this give Moberly hope? Personal foul on Moberly and on Smith Cotton. So those are offsetting personal fouls.
Replay, second down.
Second and down, Smith Cotton. A minute 58, fourth quarter, 21-14. The Tigers lead. Football at the 32 of Moberly, second and 4. Groupie out of the gun. This is must stop territory for Moberly with just one timeout. Groupie in no hurry here. Charlie McPhail, second-year head coach, looks on. 12 on the play clock. Snap. Handoff. Neal. 30. 25. Barrels 20. 15. And ripped down at the 12-yard line. A 20-yard run, but another penalty on the play. This one on Smith Cotton, the holding.
That's back-to-back runs where Neal would have gotten his 100th yard mark or more, but both of them get nullified. Again, but nonetheless, it gives Moberly hope.
Again, this has been a day filled with penalties, two of which have wiped out turnovers. A roughing the passer wiped out a Jared Heron interception that would have had Moberly at the 35 of Smith Cotton. Instead, it put Smith Cotton at the 35 of Moberly. The big difference in yardage there being that Heron had a pretty nice return on the end of his interception. Then you had a pass interference that took away a Nate McPhail interception in the first half. 1:36 fourth quarter. Moberly, no choice but to take that penalty. Their ideal situation would be to have cost them a down and be able to decline it. But you got to take that penalty there. Third and 15 at the 43 of Moberly. Shotgun snap. It's Neal, right side. 40, 35, starting to overpower the Moberly defenders late in this contest. An 8-yard run, fourth and 10, a minute 30 to play. And a timeout for Moberly. So Moberly will have a crack at it. That penalty will give Moberly an opportunity.
Well, Eric, Neal finally got his 100th yard. 103 yards now on the day with 16 carries, but still not enough for a first down. And Moberly's going to have probably some difficult field position here. They're going to be pinned inside probably at least the 20-yard line. It all depends on the kick here, but you got to think that Smith Cotton is definitely going to punt this ball. I wouldn't foresee them going for it here and giving Moberly the opportunity to drive, which right here at the 38-yard line would be about 62 yards, especially with the gunslinger and Hayden Hopper.
Again, Hayden Hopper, a first-year starter, his first meaningful snaps tonight, the better thrower of the two quarterbacks, but he'll have to do it without a timeout, without an opportunity to get to the sideline to talk to head coach and offensive coordinator Cody McDowell. Moberly has to use its last timeout there to stop the clock rather than let Smith Cotton wipe it all the way down to 105 before punting it away. The snap becomes key here. 1:30 to play, fourth quarter, 21-14. Smith Cotton leads, fourth and seven at the Moberly 35. Clean snap. The kick is away, and it is shanked out of bounds. He overly angled that kick. It landed at the 20-yard line out of bounds, but where did it depart the field at the Moberly sideline? Still walking, still walking, still walking, still walking. 30, 33, 33-yard line. A 2-yard punt for Smith Cotton. .124 fourth quarter, 21-14, Smith Cotton. Moberly lost here 7-6 last year. Lost in week two, then won 10 straight en route to its second ever state quarterfinal. First and 10, Moberly at the 33-yard line, far hash mark. Hayden Hopper, a left-handed junior quarterback, forced into action in the third quarter on a non-contact injury from first-year starter Dominic Stone King. Four down linemen for Smith Cotton. Snap. Hopper, a short drop back. Fires to the far side, cut low at the 40-yard line. Devin Shannon, clock runs. A 7-yard completion. Shannon caught that one, knee on the turf. So clock runs, no opportunity to get out of bounds. 1:10 fourth quarter. First and 10, Moberly at the 40. Shotgun snap. Hopper, another short back. Lobs over the middle. Intercepted. Nate McPhail, who led the team in picks a year ago, intercepts Hayden Hopper to end it. 21-14. Moberly's deficit, a minute 0-2. So barring a botched snap on the kneel, that'll do it. McPhail intercepted Moberly twice last season. And here, he robs the Spartans of the opportunity to tie the season opener.
Well, I don't know where Hayden Hopper was throwing that football. He had Devin Shannon on the right side towards the right hash, and then you had Cameron Lowry at the top of the field, but neither crossed towards the middle of the field.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I was wondering if he maybe just wildly overshot somebody, or maybe he expected somebody to be there on a slant. I don't know if there was a poor route or a confusion, because, again, you're running also there, more no huddle. There could be confusion there with the first-year starter, some inexperience on the field. Mobley didn't have a timeout to address a play call under calm circumstances there, so who knows what would have transpired. Penalty after the play puts the football at the 38-yard line of Moberly. Kruppi takes a kneel.
Well, and I think you're right there, Eric. It was the first play after they had completed a pass. It was about a 4-yard pass to Devin Shannon on the left side, and they would have had an opportunity with a minute left to drive 50 yards. It would have taken probably some out routes to the sideline a little bit, maybe some stop and goes to maybe get some hesitation up the sideline, but I just don't know where Hayden Hopper was throwing that football.
21-14, Smith Cotton, 30 seconds, fourth quarter. Another kneel. That'll do it. Tigers. 21-14, Moberly drops the season opener to Smith Cotton. A year ago, same results. A year ago, a state quarterfinal appearance. We'll see if Moberly can respond similarly in 2018.
Well, definitely interesting matchup here today, but I think the big takeaway for this ball club in Moberly is the fact that they were playing a Class 5 team. The fact that some of their smaller guys in Cameron Lowry and Dominic Stone King, even in that fact, came out and they competed. And they competed against the heavy hitters of Cameron Finley, against Brett Gruppi, against guys that are seasoned in a way. And I think they competed at a high level. They only lost this game by a touchdown. And the big takeaway is that they had an opportunity within 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. Now, you take this in the next week and you think about preparation next week, you have to limit the turnovers, and you have to be smarter during plays, in-game situations, and limit the penalties as well.
He's Cam Thomas. I'm Eric Duick. 21-14, Smith Cotton, the victory. And again, that was, we touched on it throughout the broadcast, that was a bit of a weird season opener. There were probably as many penalties as I can really recall seeing in a high school game in this one, and even a couple of clock-related stoppages. We had said going into the halftime, Moberly was realistically beyond fortunate to be going into the locker room receiving the football. The only thing that went wrong there, Moberly never received the football to start the second half, and we still, obviously, not having talked to coaches, can't speak to what exactly happened there with the opening half kickoff on a day where there aren't wins to be impacting prioritizing field position there. So, and a mistake would seem unlikely in that regard. So not quite sure still what happened from that standpoint. But either way, 21-14, the final. We'll talk to head coach Cody McDowell when we get the opportunity to do so. We'll take a quick timeout here on Quicks and CentralMorpho.com. Back in just a moment.
It happens.
You're driving down the road, and up ahead, there's a big truck. No big deal. Everything's fine. And then that big truck kicks up a piece of debris that lands right on your windshield.
What do you do?
Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. That's 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield fast and even take care of the insurance paperwork. KB Tire and Auto for glass. 263-7500.
Yeah, oh no, of course, no, of course. It's all we say on in our...
The hottest savings of the summer are at Sheraton Valley. Right now, get four lines with unlimited data for only $170 per month.
Oh, yeah.
Four lines, unlimited data, $170 a month. But that's not all. Get the hottest savings on the newest devices as low as $5 a month. All on our amazing nationwide 4G LTE network. You get four lines, unlimited data, hot devices with huge savings, all on the best network. Don't sweat it. Sheraton Valley is the coolest decision for the hottest savings of summer.
It's the Buick model year-end sales event at Thomas Motors. Get a 2018 Buick Encore Sport Touring all-wheel drive for $23,100, a new Buick LaCrosse preferred front-wheel drive for $34,883, and many more great deals on new Buicks at Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Online at thomasmtrs.com. Not all buyers will qualify for all discounts and rebates. Price is good through August 31st, 2018. See dealer for complete details.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
We're back on Quicks and Crass, or pardon me, just on Quicks. My apologies. We're back on Quicks, 21-14, the final. Smith Cotton defeats Moberly. Brett Groupie to Cameron Finley with the extra point. Good at the 4:01 mark of the first quarter. Landon Graves answers with a touchdown. 2:22 first quarter. A 13-yard run for the Moberly Spartans. Cameron Finley then with a 68-yard. Right after that, Chance Richards scores with a 6-yard run. And that was at the 10:21 mark of the fourth quarter. And then it was Brandon Neal who won it on the ensuing possession. 21-14, 8:05 fourth quarter. That was the last score of the ball game for both sides. This broadcast has been brought to you by John Cochran with Valentine Insurance Agency. Cam Thomas has tracked down Cody McDowell as they're on their way up. AK's Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Moberly Motors, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PKY's Agency, your local independent insurance agent, Tim Jeffries, CPA, Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer, all of Moberly. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College of Moberly and Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Patricia's Sewing Room of Huntsville, Side and Strickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Cody McDowell joins us in 90 seconds on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Cardiac rehabilitation at the Wellness Center at Samaritan Hospital is the solution for your heart. The Wellness Center is designed to optimize a cardiac patient's physical and social functioning. Patients at the Wellness Center are helped to safely reach and maintain their optimal level of activity. A doctor's referral is necessary for admission to the Wellness Center. Visit them online at smhmo.org.
As independent agents, the folks at PKY's Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PKY's and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PKY's and Sellers Wise put you first.
Hi, this is Tim Jeffries, CPA. Bill Cruzy and I are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans.
Bill and I encourage you to get out and support these fine young athletes. When in need of tax, bookkeeping, payroll, or accounting services, please contact Bill or Tim at 263-9266 or my office located at 549 West Coates in Moberly. CPAs are the only licensed accountants in Missouri. Let the team at Tim Jeffrey CPA LLC go to work for you. Support all our area students, athletes, and their teams and schools. Go Spartans!
Moberly head football coach Cody McDowell after a 21-14 loss to Sedalia Smith. Cotton Moberly lost the opener here last year, resulted in its second ever state quarterfinal appearance. Cody McDowell kind enough to join us post game. Season opener, what'd you like? What didn't you like?
I thought our kids did a good job getting ready to play, and it didn't really feel like it when we got out there, but I thought our kids were focused and they were ready to go, and they did a good job as far as their preparation. We got out there, it was just a few things here and there. Seemed like all night, just communication breakdowns, intensity at times, execution, a little sloppy at times, obviously, and we're learning how to play as a team, and that's obviously was very evident tonight, and obviously we got to keep learning and keep working and go back to it next week and figure out how to fix all this that, happened tonight. So it's like I said, we've been here before, or like you said, we've been here before. You don't want to start this way, but it's one of those deals. You can't win them all. So we've got to learn how to respond to adverse situations. Our kids didn't do a very good job tonight of responding to adverse situations, and that was kind of the challenge I set before them in the game. Stuff's not going to go right. It hardly ever goes right. It's especially not going to go right on week one, and our kids didn't respond at times as well as they should have. And I think that'll be good for them to see. It'll be good to learn from, and I think it's stuff that you all our kids have to learn from. It doesn't matter if you started or played here before or played a lot of games. It's just you're in a different role now. Our leaders are in different roles now, and I think we saw that, and we saw some good things, and obviously we saw some things we got to fix. So we'll go back to fixing it.
Hayden Hopper thrown into the fire there. No timeouts on that last drive, so obviously a little bit of helter-skelter. What'd you see on that last play?
Just trying to force it. And it's just one of those deals. He wasn't thrown into the fire on that drive. He'd had a few plays under his belt, so he did fine. Obviously that was a mistake, but there was mistakes all up and down the board. So it was a bad decision. Resulted, obviously, it looks bad at the timing of the game, but it's just one of those deals that's made the wrong decision, and it obviously was our last offensive play, but there was plenty of mistakes before that by a lot of people. So, like I said, we've got plenty to clean up and fix, and that's what we'll work on.
Got to ask, how's Dom doing?
Doing fine. It was cramp, and obviously he was a little gassed, just from running a lot and playing both sides of the ball, and we kind of knew that, and we were on borrowed time, and it flared up on him, and it's one of those deals where it's hard for him to run there at the end of the game, and that's what he does really well. So he's fine, though. He's healthy.
And then a follow-up to that, kind of a two-parter. What'd you see on the play itself? Looked like he had a little bit of space there. Then they get the ball. Ultimately, though, Hayden comes into the fire, like we said, that brilliant fourth down play. You guys are able to tie it up there late.
Yeah, I mean, there was times we did really well. We answered. Obviously, they scored. We answered. There was times that there are going to be good for us to look at and be like, this is what we did really well. And then there's times when there wasn't. So I mean, it's not like this is all negative. It's growing pains. And like I said, we've got a lot of kids that are in some new roles. We've got older kids that are in new leadership roles, and we've got younger kids that this was their first big time football game. And four or five of those kids played tonight, and it showed at times. We had some deer in the headlights moments, and it's growth and maturation and maturation, and that's a process that we've got to face. Doesn't matter if you're a three-year starter on this team or a one-game starter. Our kids got to learn how to grow together and play as a team and lose and win as a team and learn from both.
Cody McDowell with us postgame after a 21-14 loss to Smith Cotton in the opener. Lastly for you, what'd you see out of your defense tonight?
Same as the offense. Obviously good, really good at times and just frustrating at times, honestly. We had some missed tackles, we had some alignment issues, and obviously the offsides kills you, not just as a defense. It just puts you in short yard situations, and they obviously were very good running the ball and got us a couple times, and we made our plays. The defense obviously played, I thought they probably played well enough to win. I felt they had their backs to the goal line the whole first half, and that was That was, we just couldn't get the ball on the other side of the field. We were struggling. We were fighting it for a little bit offensively. So it just, like I said, there's all phases of the game we've got to look at and kind of work on our mistakes and fix that and move on.
Cody McDowell, Mobile East Spartans head coach. We'll see you next Friday at home.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate your time as always. He is the Mobile East head football coach. We'll be joined by Cam in just a moment. Wrap it all up here from Smith Cotton High School.
We have a new physician at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Please welcome Dr. Tom Alito to our team. Dr. Alito is well known in Mid-Missouri and specializes in joint replacement of the hip and knee. For an appointment with Dr. Alito or any one of our physicians, call us at 573-443-2402. You can also make an appointment online at our website, columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are the difference.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even Grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
It was a 12. It had to be in the 12.
We're back on Quicksend, CentralMoInfo.com. Eric Duick and Cam Thomas with you, wrapping things up here at Smith Cotton High School. I do want to, by the way, just for contextual purposes, we were kind of just wondering what had happened with the kickoff, and it's important to note, just to kind of put a bow on that, it just turned out to just be a miscommunication. The captains just had a bit of a mix-up there at midfield. Coach McDowell said kind of just one of those week one deals. So Moberly obviously wanted the football there to start the second half. But it turns out Moberly ultimately chose a side in the first half was the mistake. They chose the side. So they actually didn't have the choice of whether or not they were receiving the football in the second half. It was up to Smith Cotton because Moberly actually elected to pick which side it played. But anyway, moving forward, the big story there, Dominic Stone King healthy. We never want to speculate, but you hate to see somebody go with a non-contact with daylight in front. So it was certainly encouraging to hear that from Coach McDowell. What were some of your other takeaways from hearing our conversation?
Well, I think Stone King in general, I think he did a very good job given the circumstances tonight. You're playing against a bigger, stronger Smith Cotton team that is hitting you with every single punch you got. I think that Moberly controlled the second and third quarters very well, even the beginning of the fourth quarter. But I think when it comes to starts and finishes, Smith Cotton was the better team. And I think that may be the biggest takeaway from this game is, guys, we've got to start faster. We've got to limit the turnovers because the first two turnovers were in the first quarter. And we've got to be better in the fourth quarter because we were not capitalizing on the plays that we needed to, said the head coach of Moberly just a few minutes ago. So he said that, you know, there was frustrations on both ends, but he saw good things on both sides. So I think that you take those good things and you take the bad things and you wrap it all up into going into next week and saying, hey, we competed by 7 points with a team that is two classes higher than us, and we allowed a guy to have 250 yards rushing tonight. If we don't allow a guy to have 250 yards rushing on the defensive end and we take care of business on the offensive end a little bit better, guys, we could have won that ball game if you're the head coach.
For sure, for sure. And you know, one thing, it's almost impossible to put it into context. Last year, though, Moberly had 11 turnovers in the first 3 weeks. The next nine games, it's starters. I say it's starters because Moberly had a lot of blowouts in which backups played. After 11 turnovers, though, the first 3 weeks, the starters committed three turnovers over the course of the next nine games. So, again, Nick Jelena threw a couple of picks in the opener last year. It was his first career start, just like it was for Dom Stone King tonight. First couple of drives tonight, what do we have? A poor exchange and a fumble, and we have a quarterback throwing under duress getting hit, which leads to basically an infield pop-up that gets picked because of the contact at the time of the throw. So, again, if Moberly can clean up some of those things, some of those penalties, a roughing the passer, taking out an interception, who knows what it is. And we talked about kind of the bizarreness of this game just because of all those penalties, two of which negated turnovers, one for each team. Just that was kind of the vibe Cody gave off in his interviews as well, just that there was a lot of good and there was a lot of bad. Kind of your it was week one.
Absolutely, and that's what we saw tonight. We saw a lot of effort, and I think that's what you can take out of anything and say, you know what, no matter what, offense, defense, X's and O's, there was effort. And there was tactical effort as well. But I think, just as Cody said, you've got to think about the fact that at a certain point in the season, we're going about wins and losses if you're Moberly. And even though you're not going to have to beat a Class 5 team like a Smith Cotton down the road to win a state championship, you're going to have to battle adversity. And Cody said that tonight. We didn't battle adversity well.
And the one thing I'll be curious to see moving forward, it's admittedly a little bit tough to analyze in real time when you're calling a game. I think it's one of those things you have to look back at the film to see how it was. And again, maybe endurance comes into play there with it being week one. The one thing I'd be curious to monitor forward, Smith Cotton really took it to Moberly with the ground game late in the third, late in the fourth quarter. Now, some of that could be, again, you talk about Class 5 versus Class 3. You're often going to be a slightly smaller team when you're going up against bigger guys. Each physical bump takes a little more stamina out of you. So that's one thing that's curious to monitor forward. It's tough to say from the sideline without seeing at the film how much of that was just to getting blown off the ball, how much of it was missing tackles, just what resulted in those strong runs. So that's something we'll keep our eye on.
Well, I definitely think that if you come back and you think about the ball game, we didn't talk about the linebackers much at all, and the defensive line was almost inexistent. I mean, we talked about Chance Richards, but never said Tyler Nickerson's name, never said Tyler Webb. Actually, we said Tyler Webb a couple times, but not Melvin Edwards. I mean, those guys, the defensive line of Moberly, are all seniors. That's four seniors right there, and they all should be coming up a lot better than they did tonight. I think the defensive line was definitely an issue because it was the point of attack every single time that Cameron Finley and other guys that were in that backfield tonight of Smith Cotton were able to succeed. They were able to succeed right at the point of contact, and they were bouncing off tackles like no other. I think the defensive line definitely has to improve here in this next week.
He's Cam Thomas. I'm Eric Duick. 21-14, Smith Cotton, victorious. It's been brought to you by Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College of Moberly in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Patricia's Sewing Room of Huntsville, Side and Strickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly, for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life. We'll give it to Chance Richards, the senior. It's the opener. He had the tying touchdown, but beyond that, he had several crucial short runs that converted for first downs when it seemed in many cases like he was stopped at the line. Cody and Chance, though, would be the first ones to tell you. He also committed a few offside penalties that he needs to wipe out moving forward. He's Cam Thomas. Big thanks to Mark Carter. And with the shout-out to Mark Carter, we'd also, as a station, like to give a big shout-out to Brad Boyer and his family, as I know he would have loved to be here tonight, as he is a tireless worker, season opener in and season opener out, but his daughter, and only daughter, he'll be walking her down the aisle tomorrow. So they had a dinner tonight, and they'll have the wedding tomorrow. And the reason I use Mark is the cue into that, Mr. Mark Carter, not only a board operator, but also in charge of the music. So he can push all kinds of buttons, it would sound. So, again, congratulations to Brad and his family, as he sure balances work and family unlike any other. So 21-14, the victory for Smith Cotton. Cam, by the way, welcome to the team, my man.
Happy to be here. Great first week one. Can't wait to see how much more we're able to accomplish, and interested to see what this Moberly team looks like as they continue to battle adversity throughout the season.
You're listening to KWIX AM Moberly, KWIX FM Cairo, 21-14. Smith Cotton defeats Moberly in the season opener for the second consecutive year. A year ago, Moberly marched on to the state quarterfinals. We'll see what happens next week at home versus Osage. Myself, Eric Duick, and the aforementioned Brad Boyer, fresh off the wedding, on the call from Dr. Larry K. Noel, Spartan Stadium in Moberly.